ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജയിൽ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജയിൽ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് മാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട് ഗിരിഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ടു ശ്രീ പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേശ്വരി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാത് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമസങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യതോന്വയാദിതരതശ്ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയാ തേജോവാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിതകൈതവോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യനേത്രകൃതി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തക്ഷണാത് നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസം ആലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയദയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിദീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃദാനനേന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭദാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കണികാവി കാവി കാവി നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ടശ യാസം ഹരിഗതോ ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമദയാധിയായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഇനി ഏകാദശ സ്കന്ദം ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം. കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് ടു ഉദ്ധവ അബൌട്ട് ദി വേരിയസ് വിഭൂതി. വിഭൂതി മീൻസ് കൃഷ്ണസ് ഓപുലൻസസ്. ആസ് കൃഷ്ണ മെൻഷൻസ് ഇൻ ദ ബിഗിനിങ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് വിഭൂതി യോഗം വാസ് സ്പോക്കൺ ഫോർ ദോസ് ഹു ഫൈൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് വെരി ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ട് ടു ഗോ ഇൻവേർഡ്. ഇൻ അതർ വേർഡ്സ്, who finds it difficult to engage in the thought of the soul. In other words, practically you can see that our mind is very, very external, goes to the world outside. And through the mind and the senses, our thoughts are centered around the world outside, mostly with the maya. So therefore, Krishna says, so for those, even the material energy, maya, and whatever we see in this creation is also a manifestation of Krishna. So at least to begin with, therefore this Vibhuti Yogam has been spoken. We have seen so far that the different things Krishna has spoken. We will go into verse 19 now.
Nagendranam anandoham മൃഗേന്ദ്രശൃംഗി ദംഷ്ടിനാം ആശ്രമാണാമഹം തുര്യോ വർണാനാം പ്രഥമോ നഖാം. നാഗേന്ദ്രാണാമനന്ദോഹം മൃഗേന്ദ്രശൃംഗി ദംഷ്ടിനാം ആശ്രമാണാമഹം തുര്യോ വർണാനാം പ്രഥമോ നഖാം. കൃഷ്ണൻ സേയിങ് നാഗേന്ദ്രാണാം അനന്തോഹം, ഐ എം അനന്ത എമംഗ് ദി നാഗസ്. അഗൈൻ എമംഗ് ദി നാഗസ് ആൻഡ് എമംഗ് ദി മൃഗേന്ദ്രശൃംഗി ദംഷ്ടിനാം, those animals who have got the what do they call the horns as well as the tusks either way, and I am among them, the lion. I am the lion. A lion doesn't have them, but why spoken like that, including both categories, those who have got the horns and the tusks, among them also lion is the leader. So among them I am the lion, he says. Ashramanam aham turiyo, among all the ashramam, I am the fourth one, which is sannyasashram. Sannyasashram is Krishna. And varnanam prathamonaka, among all the four varnam, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya and shudra, Krishna is saying the brahmana varnam is me. Brahmana varnam is me. And nagendranam anandoham mrigendra shringi damshtinam ashramanam aham thuryo varnanam prathamonaka. Then next verse, തീർത്ഥാനാം സ്രോതസം ഗംഗ സമുദ്രസരസാമഹം ആയുധാനാം ധനുരഹം ത്രിപുരഗ്നോ ധനുഷ്മദാം. തീർത്ഥാനാം സ്രോതസാം ഗംഗ സമുദ്രസരസാമഹം ആയുധാനാം ധനുരഹം ത്രിപുരഗ്നോ ധനുഷ്മദാം. എമംഗ് ഓൾ ദി ഹോളി റിവേഴ്സ് തീർത്ഥം, ദി ഹോളി പ്ലേസസ് ആൻഡ് ദ ഹോളി റിവേഴ്സ്, ഐ എം ഗംഗ, ഗംഗാ റിവർ ആൻഡ് വാട്ടർ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് situated in one place, jalasthanam or sarasas, I am the ocean, Krishna is saying. And ayudhanam dhanuraham, among all the weapons I am the bow. And tribhuragno dhanushmadam,
among all the great heroes who have fought the battle with the bows, I am Lord Shiva, who was, that pastime is mentioned in the fourth canto. Lord Shiva's pastime with the Tripuragnam. Tripurandaka, he is called. That is in the fourth canto. So, Dishnanam Abhyaham Meru, Gahananam Himalaya, Vanaspadinam Ashwatham, Aushadhinam Aham Yava. Dishnanam Abhyaham Meru, Gahananam Himalaya, Vanaspadinam Ashwatham, Aushadhinam Aham Yava. So, Tirthanam Srodasam Ganga, Aham Tirthanam Srodasam Cha Ganga Asmi, Sarasam Samudra Asmi. And Ayudhanam Dhanuraham Dhanushmadam Tribhuragnam. After saying that, Krishna says, Dishnyanam Abhyaham Meru, Gahananam Himalayam, Vanaspadinam Ashwatham, Aushadhinam Aham Yavam. Dishnyanam Aham Meru, Gahananam Himalayam. Of all the places, I am the topmost one, which is Mahameru. I am that, Krishna says. I am Mahameru. And Gahananam Himalaya, of all the places which are very difficult to reach, I am Himalaya, Krishna is saying. Durgamasthanam, among the Gahananam Himalaya. And Vanaspadinam Ashwatham, among the trees, I am the banyan tree. And Aushadhinam Aham Yava, Aushadhi, of all the grains, I am Yavam. I don't know what the word is for Yavam in English. Aushadhinam Aham Yava. Barley, is it? It's not barley. Is it? Is that what is mentioned? Barley is different actually from Yavam. Anyway, one of those grains, if you take it like that. Purodhasam Vasishtaoham Brahmishtanam Brihaspati Skandoham Sarvasenanyam Agranyam Bhagavanacham. Purodhasam Vasishtaoham Brahmishtanam Brihaspati. Aham Purodhasam Vasishtaha Brahmishtanam Brihaspati. Among the priests, I am Vasishta. And among those who are in the Vedic authorities, I am Brihaspati, Vedarthanishta. One who follows the Vedic traditions rigidly is Brihaspati. So he says here that among the priests, I am Vasishta. And because Vasishta was the Purohit for the whole solar dynasty, Ramachandra, Dasharatha, Raghu, Dilip, all of them, Vasishta was their Purohit. So therefore he says, I am that, he says Vasishta. And Brahmishtanam Brihaspati, Skandoham Sarvasenanam, among all the personalities, among the commandants of the army, he says, I am Kartikeya Subramanya. Skandoham Sarvasenanyam, Agranyam Bhagavan Ajam. Agranyam Bhagavan Ajam. And of all those who follow the Vedic tradition and who maintain that tradition, I am Brahma. Sanmarga Pravartanam. I am Brahma. Aham Skanda Bhagavan Aja Asmi. He says, so Agranyam Bhagavan Ajam. Agranyam Bhagavan Ajam. Yatyanam Jabayatyoham Pradanam Avihimsanam Vayvagnirgambu Vagalma Shujinam Apyaham Shuchi. Yatyanam Jabayatyoham Pradanam Avihimsanam Vayvagnirgambu Vagalma Shujinam Apyaham Shuchi. Yatyanam Jabayatyoham Pradanam Avihimsanam. Krishna is saying that of all the sacrifices, of various sacrifices, chanting the holy name is me. Krishna says, chanting the holy name is me. Yajnanam jabayatnyoham. Why jabayatnyoham? There are so many sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literature. The reason is that chanting the holy name does not have any restrictions. No time, no, no place, and no other conditions attached to it. For example, many other sacrifices in the Vedic system, there are a lot of preparations required. Plus also the purity of the person who are performing the sacrifice. They are important. Any sacrifice for that matter. That means they must have trained themselves very well. Also the requirements of the various sacrifices very demanding. Whereas Jabayatnyam, chanting the holy name, doesn't have any requirements. Anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances can chant Krishna's holy name. So therefore, Jayatnyanam Jabayatnyoham, I am that chanting the holy name, Krishna is saying. Jayatnyanam Jabayatnyoham, Vradanam Avihimsanam. Among all the different austerities, penances, I am Ahimsa, non-violence to other living entities. Shuchinam Vayu Arkam Ambuvada Alpmam. Among those, Shujinam Vayuadi Rubaha Shujirasmi. In other words, Krishna says, those things which purifies this world, anybody, among that, air, fire, sun, water, pious personality, pious people, their words, their speech. All these things are capable of purifying us. Capable of purifying us. Fire, water, the sun, and air, and also the words of the devotees. Words of the devotees. So that's why it's sent there. Vayu arka ambuvaga alpma shuchinam apyaham shuchi. You can see that fire has got the capacity to purify anything, isn't it? That's why fire is a purifying agent. Same thing with the sun as well as the water. They have the purifying capacity. Krishna says the words of the devotee is also capable of purifying others. Because when you come into association with devotees, you get purified in Krishna consciousness. Yoganam almasamrodho mandrosmi vijagishadam anvikshugi kaushalanam vigalpakhyadivadinam. Yoganam almasamrodho mandrosmi vijagishadam anvikshugi kaushalanam vigalpakhyadivadinam. Yoganam almasamrodha asmi vijagishadam mandrosmi. Krishna says, among all the yogangam, yogangam means the various parts of the yoga process, Ashtanga yoga process, just like Yamanema, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyaharam, Dharana, Dhyanam, Samadhi, the eight processes. Out of that, Krishna says, Samadhi is me. Krishna is Samadhi. And Mandrosmi, Vijigishadam. And those who wants to win in this world, their mantram is me. The success what they achieve in this world is due to me. Kaushalanam, Anvikshiki Kaushalanam, Vigalpa Khyadivadinam. Kaushalanam, Kaushalam, that people who think that they are very, very smart in this world or very clever in this world, but among them, the real smart one is, Krishna is saying, one who can discriminate between the body and the soul. That he is the one who is very smart, not anybody else. That is why it says here, Anvikshiki Kaushalanam. Anvikshiki means one who has got that vision to see that I am not this body, I am not matter, I am soul. That realization who has, he is clever. Krishna calls him as clever. Anvikshiki Kaushalanam. The word Kaushalam has come from this, that brahmacharis used to go to get kusha grass from the forest. Now when you pluck the kusha grass, it's possible that you will get hurt, because it's very sharp-edged, the leaves are. So there is a way of pulling this, cutting the kusha grass from the forest. So while cutting the kusha grass, the brahmacharis who are experts, they will be able to cut it without getting injured in the fingers. Otherwise blood will come out. So therefore, those who have become experts in cutting the kusha grass, they are called kaushalas. They became Kaushala. That's how that word has come, Kushala. Kushala word has come from the word Kushagras, Kushalas. So brahmacharis who are clever in cutting the Kushagras, they are known Kaushalam. That Kaushalam means that cleverness. So Krishna is saying here that the Anvikshiki Kaushalanam, among those who are clever, who has Anvikshiki Vidya. Anvikshiki Vidya means those who have got that knowledge or intelligence to separate the body and the matter, and who is after, in other words, to realize the soul, to realize the self, he is clever. Vigalpa khyadi vadinam. Khyadi means, khyadi is the process where one has different arguments, tarkam, tarkashastram is khyadi. Khyadi has got different, anyada khyadi, shada khyadi, anirvajaniya khyadi, various khyadis are mentioned, which are considered to be the different process of the logic and argument. Tarka Shastram itself, that self is a Shastram. That Shastram, that science, Tarka Shastram, is Khyadi. And that khyati has got different branches also. There's a lot of things about that. It's a tarkashastram basically. That's what it is. Anyada khyati, shada khyati, anirvajaniya khyati. So they have different ways of arguing in favor and against of the truth. Favor and against the truth. So that's what he says there.
Yoganam alpasamrodho mandrosmi vijagishanam anvichiki kaushalanam vikalpa khyadivadinam srinam dushadaryuva aham pumsam swayambhuo manu narayano muninam cha kumaro brahmacharinam srinam dushadaryuva aham pumsam swayambhuo manu narayano muninam cha kumaro brahmacharinam.
Krishna is saying that among srinam aham shadaryuva pumsam swayambhuo manu. Among the women, I am Shadaruba. Shadaruba, Swayambhuva Manu's wife. For the first couple, Swayambhuva Manu and Shadaruba. There, Shadaruba is me, and similarly, among the men, I am Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu and Shadaruba Devi, they both of them were famous for their Krishna consciousness. They were the first couple who were in full Krishna consciousness. You will see that in the third canto, when we spoke about Kardama Prajapati and Devahuti Devi. Devahuti Devi was the daughter of Shadaruba Devi and Swayambhuva Manu. So you can see that quality of that parents in that child. Shadaruba and Swayambhuva Manu, their qualities you can see in Devahuti Devi. How she married Kardama Prajapati, and from them the child Kapila Maharshi was born. Kapila Maharshi is born. So you can see from the offspring their quality of the parents as well. So here, Srinam du Shadarubaham, Pumsam Swayambhuva Manu. And similarly, Narayano Muninam cha. Among all the sages, he says here, Muninam Narayanaha Brahmacharinam Kumaraha. Among all the Muni means one who is thoughtful people, I'm Narayana Maharshi, who performs penances in Badrinath. And among the brahmacharis, I am Sanal Kumara Maharshi. Kumaro Brahmacharinam, I am Sanal Kumara Maharshi. Sanal Kumara Maharshi instructed Sridharada Maharshi in the science of the soul. And Sanal Kumara Maharshi also wrote the famous book known as Sanal Sujadiyam. Sanal Sujadiyam is a famous Advaita Vedanta literature. Sanal Sujadiyam. So that's how Sanal Kumara Maharshi is famous for. And this Sanal Sujadiyam was instructed to Dhritarashtra. In spite of that, nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him prior to the war.
Dharmanam asmi sanyasam, kshemanam abahirmadi, guhyanam sunradam maunam, midunam namajastvaham. Dharmanam asmi sanyasam, kshemanam abahirmadi, dharmanam sanyasaha, kshemanam abahirmadi.
Among the dharmam, I am sannyasam, he says. Why sannyasam? Among all the dharmam, sannyasam is the important ashram, not for any other reason. Sannyasa ashram, there is no violence towards anybody else committed. Sannyasam is always protection to others. Sannyasis are meant to give protection to every living entity, because they have the greatest compassion for all the living entities. Therefore, in sannyasa ashram, it is expected that they have the greatest compassion for the other living entities. So he says here that that dharmanam sannyasam, dharmanam asmi sannyasam. I am sannyasam because of that special nature of the sannyasa ashram. Kshemanam abahirmadi. That among the kshemam, among what is auspicious for everyone, Andarmukhatvam is me. Andarmukhatvam means that inward-looking nature. That's me. Krishna says, inward-looking nature is me. Andarmukhatvam.
Kshemanam abahirmadi, guhyanam sunradam maunam, midhunam namajastvaham. Guhyanam sunradam maunam.
Most confidential thing, Krishna says, that I am silence as well as speaking in the most palatable way. That's me. And
Mithunam namajastvaham.
Among the stri purusha, man and woman, then Mithunam couple,
Brahma, I am Brahma.
Because Brahma is the first person who split himself into two and became man and woman. In the creation process, you know.
That therefore he says, Guhyanam sunradam maunam, Mithunam namajastvaham. Samvalsaropya nimisham, mrudunam madhumadhavo, masanam argashirshoham,
നക്ഷത്രാണാം തഥാഭിജിത് സംവത്സരോസ്മി നിമിഷം ഋതൂനാം മധുമാധവോ മാസാനാം മാർഗശീർഷോഹം നക്ഷത്രാണാം തഥാഭിജിത് അനിമിഷാം സംവത്സരോസ്മി ഹൃദൂനാം മധുമാധവോ ചാസ്മി. കൃഷ്ണൻ സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ ആം സംവത്സരം എമംഗ് ദി ദോസ് ഹു ഡു നോട്ട് ഈവൻ ക്ലോസ് ദെയർ ഐസ് വൺ ഹു ഡു നോട്ട് ക്ലോസ് ദെയർ ഐസ് ആൻഡ് ഹു ആർ കെയർ അറ്റൻറ്റീവ് എമംഗ് ദം ഐ ആം ദി ഐ ആം സംവത്സരാത്മകം സംവത്സരം ഐ ആം ഈ സേസ് and among the seasons I am mrudunam hrudunam madhumadhav madhu and madhav the two months together that is the spring season. Krishna is saying that I am that masanam margashirshoham nakshatranam tada abhijit among the different months Krishna says I am margashirsham. Margashirsham is the month called dhanu and margashirsham, so I am that and nakshatranam tada abhijit. Nakshatram, among the different, there are 27 stars altogether. Out of that, Uttradam, Tiruvonam, there are two stars. The last part, a quarter of the Uttradam and the first quarter of Tiruvonam, it is called combined together and mentioned as Abhijit. And it is this Abhijit is considered to be the most auspicious star where Vamanamurti appeared in this world. Vamanamurti's appearance is in that time. So that is what it is, the fourth quarter and the first quarter of so masanam magashirshoham nakshatranam tatha abhijit. Then aham yuganam chakradam deeranam devalo asida dvaivayanosmi vyasanam kavinam kavya almavan. Aham yuganam chakradam deeranam devalo asidah dvaivayanosmi vyasanam kavinam kavya almavan. Krishna is saying, aham yuganam kridam. Among all the four yugam, kridam, treda, dvaviram, kvali, Krishna says, I am kridayugam. And dhiranam, devalo, siddham. Among the heroes, I am devala maharshi and asida. Devala and asida. And dvaibhayanosmi vyasanam. Among vedavyasa, there are several vyasas. Among them, dvaibhayanosmi. Krishna dvaibhayanam is me. Kavinam Atmavan Kavya Asmi. And those who have divided the Vedam, I am Krishna Dvaibhayanan. And among them who are in the Kavinam Kavya Atmavan. And Atmavan, among the realized personalities who are Kavi, who has that capacity to think deeply, and among them is I am Shukra Maharshi, Shukracharya. Is me. Krishna is saying that. So although you will notice that Shukracharya objected Mahabali from surrendering everything to Krishna, isn't it? But Shukracharya has spoken out of prompted by Krishna like that to bring Mahabali's position higher. That is why it has happened that way. Not that Shukracharya did not know that Krishna, Shukracharya knew very well that it is Vishnu who had come. He was very well aware. But in that particular pastime, Vamanamurti's pastime, Shukracharya had to speak like that so that Mahabali had to go, Shukracharya had to go against Mahabali. Mahabali was glorified by Krishna. Mahabali was glorified by Krishna. That is why it is mentioned. When Mahabali was sent to Sutalam, the sacrifice was not completed. So at that time, Krishna has blessed Shukracharya to complete that sacrifice. And Shukracharya was to be honored in a much bigger level by Krishna. How is that? Later on, it is Shukracharya's daughter Devayani who got married to to Yayadi. And in that Parambara Krishna appeared himself. So Krishna recognized everybody who was there in that sacrifice. Shukracharya was recognized. Vindhyavali was recognized. Mahabali was recognized. Vindhyavali, when he saw the brahmachari Vamanamurti, she got attracted by him. And later on, she was given a body in the Krishna's appearance as Pudana. She came as Pudana. So you can see there in past times, different personalities come here in different times to please Krishna. To please Krishna, they had accepted different roles. Not that they were all against Krishna. They had to play that role to please Krishna.
Ratnanam padmarago osmi padmagosha supeshasam kushosmi darbajadinam gavyam ajyam havishvaham.
Sorry, before that, aham yuganam chakradam dhiranam, verse 28, aham yuganam chakradam dhiranam devalo asidaha dvaibayan osmi vyasanam kavinam kavya almavan.
And then, vasudevo bhagavadam tumtu bhagavadeshvaham kim purushanam hanuman vidyadhranam sudarshanaha.
Krishna saying, vasudevo bhagavadam, vasudevo bhagavadam, and tumtu bhagavadeshvaham. In other words, aham bhagavadam aham vasudeva bhagavadeshu tvam tu tvam evaha.
So among those who knows about birth, death and coming and going of the living entities and knowledge and ignorance, one who knows all of that is Vasudeva. If I am Vasudeva, Krishna is saying there,
vasudevo bhagavadam tvam tu bhagavadeshu aham. Among devotees, I am Uddhava. He says, Tumtu Bhagavadeshvaham.
And Kimpurushanam Hanuman, Vidyadharanam Sudarshana.
Kimpurushas, that is the particular planet from where Hanuman comes. Among that species, Kimpurushas. Among them, I am Hanuman. And among the Vidyadharas, I am Sudarshana. I am Sudarshana. Vidyadharas, I am Sudarshana.
Ratnanam Padmaragosmi, Padmagosha Supeshasam. Kushosmi darbajadinam gavyam ajyam havishvaham.
Then ratnanam padmaragam. Among the jewels, I am padmaragam. And among the beautiful things in this world, I am lotus flower.
Padmagosha supeshasam. Kushosmi darbajadinam.
Krishna is saying there that among all the grasses, I am kusha grass.
And kavishu aham gavyam ajyam.
Then among the havisa means that what is offered into the fire during sacrifice, I am the ghee, which is come from the cow. So here
vivasayinamaham lakshmi kidavanam chalagrahaha tidikshasmi tidikshunam satvam satvadamaham.
Vyavasayinamaham lakshmi kidavanam chalagraha nidikshasmi tidikshunam satvam satvadamaham.
Krishna says, Vyavasayinamaham lakshmi.
Among those who are endeavoring hard, Vyavasaya means one who works very hard, endeavors very hard. Among them, that I am the wealth. And kidavanam chalagraha. Among the thieves, I am gamble. Gambling is me. And not only that, tidikshasmi, tidikshunam. In other words, not only by saying like that, it's not only the good thing, the bad thing is also Krishna. It's not different from Krishna. And kidavanam tidikshasmi, tidikshunam. Tidikshasmi, tidikshunam. Among those who have got the greatest tolerance, tidiksha, I am, Krishna says, I am that quality, tidiksha.
Tidikshunam aham tidikshasmi.
That power of those who have got the greatest capacity to tolerate things, isn't it? That is tidiksha. Tidiksha is the greatest quality for the necessary in spiritual life, to tolerate everything in this world. That is the spiritual quality, tidiksha. So tidiksha is defined in many ways, isn't it? Tidiksha, what does tidiksha mean? Sahanam sarva dukhanam. Any distress comes in life, tolerate it. That is tidiksha. Sahanam sarva dukhanam. How? Apradigara purvagam, without any revenge, without any vengeance, revengeful way, not feel any revenge towards anyone, sahanam sarvadukhanam, to tolerate everything. Apradigara purvagam, without any pradigaram. Pradigaram means to retaliate. Pradigaram means to retaliate. Without retaliating to anything in this world, to tolerate any distress which is imposed on you by other living entities or any other way from this world, to tolerate that, Krishna says, that is tidiksha.
Sahanam sarva dukhanam apradigara purvagam chinda vilabarahidam.
And when something happens, not to lament about it.
Vilabarahidam.
Chinda vilabarahidam. To lament about something and keep thinking about it and lamenting about that. Krishna says, that is also not a good thing. That is all Tidiksha. Tidiksha is defined like that. Sahanam sarvadukhanam apradigara purvagam chinda vilabarehidam sa Tidiksha iti kathyade. It is called Tidiksha. Sa Tidiksha iti kathyade. So Tidiksha is the quality for those who are on the spiritual path. Never to revenge or to retaliate towards anyone, whoever we may be in this world. That is Tidikshasmi Tidikshunam. Then when that Tidiksha is there in anyone, Krishna says, that's me. That's me. That is Krishna. That Tidiksha in a person is Krishna. And Sattvam Sattvadamaham. And all those who are in the mood of goodness, Sattvya nature, their Sattvam is me. Their Sattvunam in them, that's me. That is Krishna's point. So anywhere when you see predomination of Sattvunam, you should see Krishna's presence there. Krishna's presence there. So in everything, what is the best? That is Krishna, basically. In everywhere, whatever may be the best, that is Krishna. Ojasaho balavadam karmaham vidhi sattvadam sattvadam navamurtinam adimurtiraham parahaham. Ojasaho balavadam karmaham vidhi sattvadam sattvadam navamurtinam adimurtiraham parahaham. Balavadam ojasaha, that means Balavadam means those who are strong, their ojas, the strength of their mind, strength of their senses, that strength, mental strength and the strength of their senses, all of that is me. Sattvadam karma aham iti vidhi. And sattvadam karma means those activities performed by the devotees. Sattvadam karma aham iti. Whatever activities devotees perform in devotion, that activity is me. Krishna is saying that. Sattvadam navamurtinam aham para adimurtihi asmi. Then, sattvadam navamurtinam adimurtir aham para. Navamurti. Navamurti means the nine murtis. What are they? Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Which is known as the Chaturvyuham. And in addition to that, Narayana, Hayagriva, Varaham and Narsimha and Vamana. These nine murti. They are called Navamurtis. Narayana, Hayagriva, Varaham, Narasimham and Vamana. These five plus Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. The four. Four is a Chaturvyuham and these five murtis. Also different incarnations of Krishna. Narayana, Hayagriva, Varaha, Narasimha and Vamana. Out of that I am Vasudeva. Krishna says I am Vasudeva. Ojasaho balavadam karmaham vidhi sattvadam sattvadam navamurtinam adimurtiraham paraha. Vishwavasu purva chitti gandharva apsarasamaham budharanamaham sthairyam gandhamatramaham bhuvam. Vishwavasu purva chitti gandharva apsarasamaham budharanamaham sthairyam gandhamatramaham bhuvam. Gandharva apsarasam aham Vishwavasu. Among the Gandharvas, I am Vishwavasu. And among the apsaras women, I am Purvachiti. Purvachiti is the apsaras woman who came to see Agnidra. You know that in the fifth canto, if you study Krishabadev's parampara, Krishabadev's family, Krishabadev's son was Nabhi. Nabhi's son was Krishabadev. And his son was Agnidra. So Agnidra, starting from Priyavrata. Priyavrata's son was Agnidra. Agnidra's son was Nabhi. Nabhi's son was Rishabhadev. That is that parambara. So Priyavrata went to the forest, performed penances. He did not want to get married. He wanted to go for self-realization and went to the forest to perform penances. Sri Narada Maharshi and Brahma and Swayambhu Manu, they brought him to this world to get married. Not once, twice he got married, and then eventually he gave up everything and went back to the forest again for self-realization. Being the eldest son after Swayambhu Manu's eldest son, isn't it? So the purpose of Swayambhu Manu and Shatrubha, they had to increase the population in this world. So Priyavrata had to continue the administration, being the eldest one, the management of the planet. So Swayambhu Manu entrusted that with Priyavrata, but Priyavrata left without performing that duty. given to him, but Sri Narada Maharshi went there and brought him back. And there is a discussion there in the Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma and Narada Maharshi, Priyavrata, Swayambhu Manu, all together, trying to bring Priyavrata back to take over the administration. That you will see there. That Priyavrata gave up the world and went for performing penances for self-realization. Priyavrata's son was Agnidra. Agnidra was just the opposite. Agnidra thought Priyavrata got married after performing penances, so let me also do the same thing, he said. Only difference was Priyavrata was performing penances for self-realization. Agnidra was performing penances to find a good wife. So what has happened at the end? When this happened, when Agnidra went to the forest to perform penances, Brahma thought, this is a very fantastic personality who has no desire so whatsoever in self-realization, rather more interested in this world. So he sends one apsaras woman from the heavenly planets. He called Purvachiti, who was a singer in Brahma's assembly, and told Purvachiti to go and appear in front of Agnidra. And is that Purvachiti? Krishna says, I am that Purvachiti who came to see to Agnidra. And then there is a conversation between Agnidra and Purvachiti in a very poetic language. Agnidra spoke so nicely that Purvachiti didn't want to stay here very long because she was forced to come here by Brahma. Normally, apsaras women have no interest in this world, seeing all of us here. What attraction they have got here. So Purvachiti did not want to come. Purvachiti wanted to stay in the Brahma's planet, Satyalokam. And she is much more recognized there. Purvachiti is very well known there. So, but Brahma, because Brahma insisted she should come, she had to come. And she thought she'll come and go back. That was her plan. She didn't want to stay here. She just wanted to come and spend some time and go back. But after seeing Agnidra and Agnidra's way of speaking, if you read Agnidra's words, speaking about the beauty of Purvachiti in a very poetic language. And who is saying all these things? The greatest brahmachari, Sukadeva Goswami, is talking about it. So hearing all Purvachiti, hearing the words of Agnidra, Purvachiti thought this is not a bad person. So she decided to stay with him and they got married. And afterwards, after a while, Purvachiti had enough, wanted to go back to her. When the time was over, she wanted to go back to the Brahmalokam. So she went back to the Brahmalokam. Agnidra felt very miserable after that. Then Agnidra performs penances again to go to Purvachiti's planet, wherever Purvachiti was there, and he also goes back to Purvachiti after leaving his body. So that is there. That Purvachiti, Krishna is saying here, that I am that Purvachiti. Gandharva apsarasau vishwavasu Purvachiti Gandharva apsarasamaham. Then Bhudharanamaham sthairyam. And among all those, aham bhudharanam sthairyam bhuva gandha matram cha aham asmi. Among those who are very stable in this world, I am the mountain. Among the fountain, that stability among the mountains, that is me. And the subtle smell of the earth, that is me, he says. Gandharva apsarasam aham bhudharanam sthairyam bhuva gandha matram cha aham asmi. That the smell of the punyoganda prithivyamscha, Bhagavad Gita says, isn't it? Punyoganda prithivyamscha. That smell of earth, Krishna is saying, that's me. Punyogandham. It's a very nice smell, as Krishna says. Punyoganda prithivyamscha. Then, apam rasascha paramas tejishtanam vibhavasu prabhasuri indudaranam shabdoham napasa parahaham. Apam rasascha paramas tejishtanam vibhavasu. That again the same thing what we saw in the Bhagavad Gita. Rasoham apsu kaundeya. The same thing Krishna is saying here. The taste of water, I am that taste of the water. I am the taste of the water. And tejishtanam vibhavasu. The tejas or that effulgence of the heat of the fire, that's me. That's me. Tejas chasmi vibhavasu, Bhagavad Gita says. Then prabhasurya indu dharanam shabdoham napasa para. Suryendu taranam prabha navasaha para shabdacha aham asmi. That means sun, the moon, the stars, their illumination, that prabha, the effulgence that's coming from that, that's me. And the sound in the sky, that's me. ദ സൗണ്ട് ഇൻ ദ സ്കൈ ഈസ് മീ. ദ സെയിം തിങ് ശബ്ദഖേ ഇൻ ദ ഭഗവത്ഗീത, ശബ്ദഖേ, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ഇറ്റ്.
പ്രഭാസൂര്യേന്ദുതാരാണാം ശബ്ദോഹം നഭസപരാഹം അപാമൃതശ്ച പരമസ്തേജിഷ്ഠാനാം വിഭാവസു. പ്രഭാസൂര്യേന്ദുതാരാണാം ശബ്ദോഹം നഭസപരാം. ദെൻ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യാനാം ബലിരഹം വീരാണാമഹമർജുനാം ഭൂതാനാം സ്ഥിതിരുൽപ്പത്തി അഹം വൈ പ്രതിസംക്രമാഹം. ബ്രഹ്മണ്യാനാം ബലിരഹം, എമംഗ് ദി ഗ്രേറ്റ് പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റീസ് ഹു വർഷിപ് ദ ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്, ഐ ആം മഹാബലി. മഹാബലി വാസ് നോൺ ഫോർ ഹിസ് ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഭക്തി, ഹിസ് ഡിവോഷൻ ടു ദി ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്. ബ്രഹ്മണ്യാനാം ബലിരഹം വീരാണാമഹം അർജുന, എമംഗ് ദ ഗ്രേറ്റ് ഹീറോസ് ഐ ആം അർജുന. ഭൂതാനാം സ്ഥിതി ഉൽപ്പത്തി അഹം വൈ പ്രതിസംക്രമാഹം. ഭൂതാനാം സ്ഥിതി ഉൽപ്പത്തി, ഭൂതാനം ഉൽപ്പത്തി സ്ഥിതി, ഓൾ ലിവിങ് എനിറ്റീസ്, ദെയർ ബർത്ത്, ദെയർ ലൈഫ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്, ദെയർ ഡിസ്ട്രക്ഷൻ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്, ഈസ് കൃഷ്ണ. പ്രാക്ടിക്കലി യു ക്യാൻ സീ വൈൽ റീഡിങ് ദിസ് വിഭൂതി യോഗം, എവറിഥിങ് ഈസ് കൃഷ്ണസ് പ്രസൻസ് ഇൻ എവറിഥിങ്. ബ്രഹ്മണ്യാനാം ബലിരഹം വീരാണാമഹം അർജുന ഭൂതാനാം സ്ഥിതി ഉൽപ്പത്തി അഹം വൈ പ്രതിസംക്രമാഹം. ഗത്യുത്തുത്സർഗോപാദാനം ആനന്ദസ്പർശലക്ഷണം ആസ്വാദശ്രുത്യവഘ്രാണം അഹം സർവേന്ദ്രിയേന്ദ്രിയം. ഗതി ഉത്സർഗോപാദാനം ആനന്ദസ്പർശലക്ഷണം ആസ്വാദശ്രുത്യവഘ്രാണം അഹം സർവേന്ദ്രിയേന്ദ്രിയം. വാട്ട് ഡസ് ഇറ്റ് മീൻ? ഗത്യാദയ പഞ്ചകർമ്മേന്ദ്രിയ വ്യാപാര സ്പർശാദയ പഞ്ചജ്ഞാനേന്ദ്രിയ വ്യാപാര ച അഹം അസ്മി. അതർ വേർഡ് സർവേന്ദ്രിയേന്ദ്രിയം ച അഹം അസ്മി. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ദി ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് ഓഫ് ദി ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് നോളജ്, ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ. കൃഷ്ണ ഇസ് സേയിങ് ദർ ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് മീ. ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് നോളജ് ഈസ് ശബ്ദസ്പർശ രൂപം രസം ഗന്ധം. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. Isn't it? That is the five senses of knowledge. Five senses of action is speech and hands, lifting with these hands, or walking, vaka, pani, padam, payu, evacuation, vaka, pani, padam, payu, and speech. Five. All those five, Krishna says here, സ്പർശം, ദർശനം, ഗമനം, ഭാഷണം, ഇവാക്വേഷൻ, ഉപാദാനം, ഭോഗം, കർമ്മേന്ദ്രിയം, ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് നോളജ്, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് മീ. ആൻഡ് സർവേന്ദ്രിയേന്ദ്രിയം, ആസ്വാദശ്രുത്യവഘ്രാണം അഹം സർവേന്ദ്രിയേന്ദ്രിയം. ഓൾ സെൻസസ്, ദേ ഗെറ്റ് ദെയർ പവർ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണസ് പ്രസൻസ് ദെയർ. സെൻസസ് ഹവ് ഗോട്ട് ദിസ് ഗ്രഹണശക്തി. ഗ്രഹണശക്തി മീൻസ് that to how does the senses, when they contact with the sense objects, there is a relationship created there, isn't it? How does the senses experience that sense object? That's something we have to look at, because senses are coming to contact with sense objects all the time, and there is always an impression created inside from the sense object, and that is the power of that sense. When it interacts with the sense object, immediately it shows some impression inside, either favorably or unfavorably. Ragam or dvesham it creates, isn't it? Some things you like, sometimes you don't like something. So this raga dvesham, everything is happening inside the mind because of the very nature of that senses, very nature of the senses. Senses, when they come into contact with sense objects. That's why it mentions here that all those five senses of knowledge and the five senses of action, Krishna says, it's my presence that makes it happen. Krishna's presence, that's what it makes it happen. Although it is only to tell us that in everything what's happening in this creation, Krishna is present there. Without Krishna's presence, nothing happens. Nothing happens. And now, in another, after saying all these things, Krishna is going to say now another three verses. In general, about some of the vibhudis. Prithivi vayurakasham apo jyotiraham mahan. Krishna is saying there, Prithivi vayurakasham apo jyoti aham mahan.
വികാരഹ പുരുഷം അവ്യക്തം രജസത്വം തമപരം അഹമേതത് പ്രസംഖ്യാനം ജ്ഞാനം തത്വവിനിശ്ചയം. നൗ ഇൻ ദി ഏർലിയർ വേർഡ്സ് കൃഷ്ണ മെൻഷൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ദി ഫൈവ് കർമ്മേന്ദ്രിയം, ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് ആക്ഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ് ഓഫ് നോളജ്, കൃഷ്ണ സേയ്സ്, ആൻഡ് ദീസ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ്മെൻറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ സെയിം തിങ് വാട്ട് കംസ് ഫ്രം ദി വൺ ഓഫ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് നോൺ എസ് മഹാവാക്യം. ദർ ആർ ഫോർ മഹാവാക്യംസ്: അഹം ബ്രഹ്മാസ്മി, തത്വമസി, അയം ആത്മം ബ്രഹ്മ, പ്രജ്ഞാനം ബ്രഹ്മ. ദാറ്റ് പ്രജ്ഞാനം ബ്രഹ്മ റെപ്രസെൻസ് ദാറ്റ്, ദീസ് മഹാവാക്യം കോൾ പ്രജ്ഞാനം ബ്രഹ്മ റെപ്രസെൻസ് ദിസ് വേർഡ്സ് ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് സ്പോക്കൺ ഹിയർ. ദാറ്റ് പ്രജ്ഞാനം ബ്രഹ്മ ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മം, ബ്രഹ്മം പ്രസൻറ്റ് ഇൻ ദി സെൻസസ്. വെൻ കൃഷ്ണ സേയ്സ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് പ്രസൻറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ സെൻസസ് മീൻസ് ബ്രഹ്മം, ബ്രഹ്മം ഈസ് പ്രസൻറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ സെൻസസ്. ദാറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മസ് പ്രസൻസ് ഇൻ ദ സെൻസസ് ഈസ് പ്രജ്ഞാനം. And it is through that senses that we experience this world, isn't it? We experience this world through the senses. What is that special power in the human body? The senses. Senses gives an experience of any object in this world. Some living entities have less senses. We have all the five senses. So all the five senses which are present in the human body gives an experience of this creation, what we have in front of us. So Krishna says here that that experience, that all the senses who is present there giving us an experience is Krishna, prajnanam brahma. And this is the explanation of that statement, explanation of that mahavakyam it is called.
Prithvi vairagasham abho jyotiraham mahan വികാര പുരുഷോ വ്യക്തം രജസത്വം തമ പരം അഹമേതത് പ്രസംഖ്യാനാം ജ്ഞാനം തത്വവിനിശ്ചയാഹം.
കൃഷ്ണ സേയ്സ് ദാറ്റ് പൃഥിവി വായുരാകാശം ആപോ ജ്യോതിരഹം മഹാൻ വികാര പുരുഷോ വ്യക്തം രജസത്വതമം പരം അഹമേതത് പ്രസംഖ്യാനാം ജ്ഞാനം തത്വവിനിശ്ചയാഹം. മഹേശ്വരേണ ജീവേന ഗുണേന ഗുണിനാ വിനാ സർവാത്മനാപി സർവേണ ന ഭാവോ വിദ്യതേ ക്വചിൽ. നൗ പൃഥിവി ആദയ പ്രകൃതി വികൃതയ ഷോഡശ വികാര പുരുഷ അവ്യക്തം രജ സത്വം തമ പരം ച ഏതത് പ്രസംഖ്യാനാം ജ്ഞാനം തത്വവിനിശ്ചയ അഹം.
ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ദ ഫൈവ് തന്മാത്ര, തന്മാത്ര മീൻസ് ദി സട്ടിൽ എലിമെൻറ്റ്സ്, എർത്ത്, വാട്ടർ, എയർ, ഈതർ ആൻഡ് ഫയർ, ദേ ഇൻ ദയർ സട്ടിൽ ഫോം ദേ ആർ കോൾഡ് തന്മാത്ര. ഇൻ ദയർ സട്ടിൽ ഫോം ദേ ആർ പ്രസൻറ്റ് ഇൻ അസ് ഇൻ ദ സട്ടിൽ ഫോം, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? ഓൾ ദി ഫൈവ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ എലിമെൻറ്റ്സ് they are present in us in a very subtle form. That is what it is. Prithvi, Vayu, Apam, Agni, all that, all of them. And then added to that, Ahankaram, false ego, and Mahatattvam. So all these seven things, five material elements, and false ego, and Mahatattvam. Krishna says all of them, and five gross material elements, earth, water, air, ether, and fire. Gross as well as the five gross elements and the five subtle elements, plus Ahankaram, false ego, and also Mahatattvam, and all of them together, and then 11 senses. 11 senses means five senses of knowledge, five senses of action, and the mind. Mind is considered as a sense there. So all these 11, then the living entity Jiva, പ്രകൃതി മെറ്റീരിയൽ നേച്ചർ, ദെൻ വാട്ട് എൽസ്? സത്വം, രജസ്, തമസ്, ഗുഡ്നസ്, പാഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ്, ത്രീ മോഡ്സ് ഓഫ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ നേച്ചർ, ആൻഡ് ദി നോളജ് കറസ്പോണ്ടിങ്സ് ടു ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ്, ആൻഡ് അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ്ലി തത്വനിശ്ചയം. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് കൃഷ്ണ സേയ്സ് ഹിയർ, അഹമേത പ്രസംഖ്യാനം ജ്ഞാനം തത്വവിനിശ്ചയ, ദ തത്വ നോളജ്, ദ തത്വം ബിഹൈൻഡ് ഓൾ ദീസ് തിങ്സ്, ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ സേയ്സ് ഐ എം ദാറ്റ്. So practically Krishna covers everything as his presence in everything. Then he says, Maheshwarena jivena gunena gunina vina sarvalpanabhi sarvena na bhavo vidyate kochil. Ishwarena jivena gunena gunina sarvalpana sarvena maya vina kochidabhi bhavo na asti. Practically Krishna says, whether it is Ishwara or Jiva, living entity, or the gunam or guni, guna means the three modes of nature, or when it is experienced by anyone, guni, and as the soul in everyone, nothing exists outside me. Again, Krishna repeats the same thing. So, in all different forms in this creation, whatever we observe, Krishna is saying, it is me. In different forms, what we perceive here. That is the purpose of this Vibhuti Yogam. You will see in the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna talks Vibhuti Yogam to Arjuna also, isn't it? There is a chapter, The Opulences of the Absolute. And that is what the title given, isn't it, in the Bhagavad Gita. So in that chapter also you will see there, Krishna talks to Arjuna, Vibhuti. And Krishna is saying to Uddhava also the same Vibhuti, Krishna's Vibhuti. Basically to tell that there is nothing exists in this creation outside Krishna. Krishna is present in everything in some way or the other. So that is why he mentions here that there is nothing exist. I exist in this world in different forms. I exist in this world in different forms. So that is the that aspect of self-realization Krishna is saying there. Then he mentions them in a very summarized form.
Sankhyanam paramanunam kalena kriyate maya na tadame vibhudinam srijato andani kodishaham. That paramanunam sankhyanam maya kalena kriyate.
That paramanu, the most minute thing in this counting, that you may be able to count them, but you will never be able to count my vibhuti, Krishna says. That you may be able to count even the dust, to the small, every dust in this creation, you may be able to count, but you cannot count my vibhutis because they are so unlimited. They are so unlimited. He says here, that paramanunam sankhyanam maya kalena kriyade tathabi kodishaha andani srijadaha me vibhudinam sankhyanam na kriyade. So, because continuously from Krishna, universes are being created and universes are going back to Krishna. Isn't it? Universes are continuously being created and they are going back. So, the amount, number of universes, as Bhagavatam says, billions and trillions of universes are coming from Krishna and they are going back to Krishna. So if you want to understand my vibhuti, Krishna says it's impossible. It's impossible to understand Krishna's vibhutis. Krishna's vibhuti. But in general, Krishna says, Tejashri Kirtira Ishwaryam Hristyaga Saubhagam Bhaga Viryam Tidiksha Vijnanam Yatra Yatra Same Amshagaha. Tejashri Kirtira Ishwaryam Hristyaga Saubhagam Bhaga Viryam Tidiksha Vijnanam Yatra Yatra Satsamaya Amshagaham. Tejasse Adayo Yatra Yatra Bhavandi Sa Sarvobi Me Amshagaha Bhavadi. Wherever you find Tejasse, wealth, fame, and control power, and shame in doing certain things, and Nindita Karmam, that means feeling ashamed of doing certain things which are abominable. In other words, tyagam, sacrifice, beauty, fortune, courage, and tolerance, and knowledge. Wherever you find that in an extraordinary level in this world, Krishna is saying there that manovika edeste kirtidasam viryam tidiksha vijnanam yatra yatra same amshagaha. More or less, it is the same thing from the Bhagavad Gita. It's not much different. Yadyad vibhudimat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tatta devavagachatvam mama tejamsha sambhavam. It is that same verse in the Bhagavadam like this. Yadyad vibhudimat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tatta devavagachatvam mama tejamsha sambhavam. Krishna says, yadyad vibhudimat sattvam, wherever you see any vibhudi, that is me. That is me. Srimad urjitam evava, anything that is the Shri, Ujidam, everything. That Tata Devava Gachatum Mama Dejamsha Sambhavam. They are a spark of my splendor, Krishna says. So, Edaste Kirtida Sarve Samshebena Vibhudaya Manuvigaram Evede Yada Vajabidhiyadem. So, Eda Sarva Vibhudaya Samshebena Te Kirtidaha. Krishna says, I have spoken in a very summary of all the Vibhudis. Because ede sarve manovigara bhavandi yada vaja abhidiyade. All of them I have spoken only with one intention, Krishna says, in order to get your mind attracted to the to the soul, attracted to Krishna, attracted to Krishna. Then, and they all doesn't mean anything much. Krishna is saying like that. Doesn't mean anything much. Because he says, Manovigaram evede yata vachabhi diyade. Don't get too much attached to that, he says. Just see that Krishna's presence in everything and leave it at that. Not to take more than that, anything serious to that. They are all spoken through words, that's all. It doesn't mean anything than that. Because the reason for that is the next verse Krishna is saying, Vajam yacha mano yacha, pranani yacha indriyani cha, almanam almana yacha, nabhuya kalpase dhvani. Vajam yacha mano yacha, pranani yacha indriyani cha, almanam almana yacha, nabhuya kalpase dhvani. Tasma, therefore, vajam yacha mano yacha, pranani yacha indriyani cha yacha. Because they on their own, there on their own is not the important thing. There on their own is not the important thing. There on their own is not the important thing. That's why Krishna is saying, because why vajam yacha mano yacha pranani yacha indriyani cha. Vajam means speech. Vajam means speech. Manoyacha. Manoyacha means manas, mind. Pranan. These three things, that means speech, the mind, and pranan. They are our jagrat, sopnam, sushupti. Vacant state is words. We speak, isn't it? The vacant state won't exist if you don't have the power of speech. Suppose none of us can speak anything. So what will happen in this world? There will be no transactions. We won't be able to transact each other if we can't speak. Is it not? So that is why vacant state is called speech, state of speech. Vacho yacha. Similarly, dream state is mind. Without mind you can't dream. So there, mind is the predominating factor. So jagrat is vacham, and swapnam, dream state, is the mind. And in the deep sleep, the only thing is pranan. Pranan is present there. Life is there. Everything else is gone. Pranan means sushupti state. What's happening? Mind is gone. Gross body is gone. Intelligence is gone. Everything is gone. The only thing what is active is pranan. Pranan's presence is in the sushupti state, isn't it? So that is why Krishna is saying here that although I have spoken about all these vibhudis before, do not get trapped in that. They were only mentions. Krishna says that my presence, those who are finding it too difficult to go inward looking, to inquire about the truth in the way Shastra has spoken about, those who are not capable of doing that, start with seeing Krishna in the world outside somehow, and begin from there. But very soon, that itself is not the goal, to say, oh, I'm seeing Krishna now in everywhere, pranan, we won't see it like that. First we have to see Krishna inside, only then you will see Krishna outside. That is the principle behind it. But because in a very gross level, if we can't see anything, those who are incapable completely of doing this atma-vicharam, tattva-vicharam, for them, Krishna is saying, first see my presence, extraordinary presence in these great personalities. Starts appreciating that first, to start the appreciation of that. Afterwards, give up all that, start inquiry inside about the soul, what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Because all Vedic literature is only one thing to tell us to realize the truth, to realize the self. If you don't do that, everything else is not going to take us anywhere. That's why Krishna is saying, very soon you should come inward looking. Vajam yacha mano yacha pranan yachendriyani cha almanam almano yacha nabhuya kalpase adhvane. Krishna is saying that after that, control all of them, because once we control the word, our jagrati is under control. Once you control the mind, the dream state is under control. And once the pranan is under control, sushupti state is also under control. That is the reason why it's said like that. He says, control all of them And then Alpanam Alpanam Yacha Bhuyaha Adhvani Na Kalpase. He says, and then after that, control your intelligence with the Sattugunam. With the, because Sattugunam, Gunam is in the intelligence, isn't it? Three modes of material nature is present in the intelligence. So cultivating the mode of goodness, through goodness, control the intelligence as well. And then Na Bhuya Kalpase Dhvani. Then you will not get distracted in this world. That is the way to make Antarmukhatvam. Antarmukhatvam means that that seriousness in spiritual life. Seriousness. Seriousness means to inquire after the truth, like the Upanishad says, isn't it? So that serious inquiry, serious search will begin when Krishna says that this world outside what we see, our attention goes away from that and goes inward towards the truth.
Vajam yacha mano yacha pranan yachendriyani cha alpanam alpano alpana yacha na bhuya kalpa sedhvani.
So that is the goal. That is the goal. You can see in the word goes and dissolves in the mind. The mind dissolves in the pranan. That is how our three states changes. When we move from Jagrat state to dream state, what happens? The power of speech goes away, it dissolves in the mind. Similarly, when we go from dream state to deep sleep, the power of dreaming, the dreaming stops and that dissolves in the pranan. Dissolves in the pranan. So, pranan and mind are closely connected, isn't it? Pranan and mind are closely connected. So, alpanam alpana yacha na bhuya kalpase dhvani. And if we don't do that, what will happen? That is the next verse.
Yo vai vang manasi samyak samyachandhiya samyak samyak samyachandhiya yadihi tasya vradam tapodanam sarvate mekadam bhuvad. Yo vai vang manasi samyak samyachandhiya yadihi tasya vradam tapodanam sarvatyam sarvatyame khadam bhuvad. Yovai yadi vang manasi samyak asamyachan bhavadi tasya vratadi sarvam amagadham bhuvat sravati.
Krishna is saying, anyone who is in the process of yoga, who is following any yoga system, or who is trying to advance in the path of spiritual life, if he does not control his words and if he does not control his mind, what will happen? All his effort and all his austerities and all other effort he is putting into that, it will not bring any success. It will not bring any success. Krishna gives the example, just like this pot, when it is not fully, when they make these earthen pots, they put into the kiln and it becomes very hot so that when you take it out, it is totally dry. But suppose if the earth, clay, with which you have made the pot, if it's not dried enough, and if you pour water into it, water will leak through the holes in the earth. That water pot will leak, isn't it? Water will leak through that. Similarly, yogi also, yogi means anyone who is practicing the yoga system to advance on the spiritual life, if he doesn't control his words, mind and senses, words, mind and the senses, all his austerities and everything will keep leaking through this. In other words, practically there will be no progress in spiritual path. That's what Krishna is saying there. So, yo vai yada vang manasi samyak asamyachan bhavadi tasya vradadi sarvam amaghadamuvat sravadi. Amaghadamuvat sravadi. Like the earthen pot, which is not sufficiently burned, dried in the kiln, like the water will leak through that. In the same way, all our power of strength, all the tapasya what we perform, whatever it may be, all of them will have no benefit. It will just go. Therefore, Krishna says,
Tasmal mano vaja pranan niyachen matparayanaha mad bhakti yudhaya abhuktya tata parisamapyade.
Krishna says, therefore, mano vaja pranan, which means, manasa means, mind means the dream state, and vaja means the jagrat state, and pranan means the Sushupti state, all of them, that tasmad madparayanaha madbhakti yudhaya muktya mano vaja prana niyachet. Therefore, in order to do that, first thing one has to do is to surrender to Krishna. That madbhakti yudhaya muktya tada parisamapyade. That with Krishna's help, one should do all these things. With Krishna's help. Therefore, with the bhakti, bhakti is necessary there. That's what Krishna is saying here. One who has taken completely Krishna's shelter, and with that intelligence, with that understanding, he should control the mind, control his words, control the pranan, tada parisamapyade, in which case he will become successful. Then after that he has no responsibility. It's practically, it's the same thing what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, isn't it? So, vibhuti is what Krishna has spoken, is all in the objects outside, in this world, isn't it? Krishna's different vibhutis have spoken. Particularly, Krishna is saying, there is nothing much to benefit from that, knowing all these things. But, in other words, Krishna is saying, it's more important that Andaryami inside, Krishna is present inside as Andaryami, that is where our attention should be, not in the world outside. But those who are finding it difficult to understand this Andaryami Tattvam and who are very much absorbed in the world, they have to begin somewhere. But very quickly they should come to the Andaryami Sthiti, Andaryami state. That is what Krishna is saying here. In other words, self-realization with Krishna's help from inside is the process what Krishna wants us to take seriously here. That is why it is spoken like that. After that Krishna says, there is no other responsibility. Because when the words have dissolved if the words have controlled completely, that means that you are not in the vacant state anymore. If the words have come under control, that you are not in the vacant state anymore. Similarly, if your mind has come under control, that means you are not in the dream state anymore. Equally, if the pranan is under control, you are not in the sushupti state anymore. And once you have crossed these three states, then what exists is the samadhi state. When they are all three of them are under complete control, these three things, the manasa, vacha, words, mind and pranan, when all three of them are completely under control, then you are in the turiyasthiti, in the fourth state, the turiyavastha or the samadhi state, in other words. Samadhi state. So that is why it is said like that. Madbhakti dhaya bhuktya tada parisamapyade. Krishna again talks about bhakti there. Bhakti there. So, this chapter, as I said before also, that opulences vibhuti. Few chapters from now is there in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Bhagavadam. Krishna spoke to them because Uddhava asked the question, so Krishna spoke them. And the Tattvam is the 10th chapter. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They are the important chapters. The important chapters. These are what is known, the Tattvam was spoken in those chapters. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You can see there in 10, Krishna spoke about the Shavahidam, Varnashama Dharmam and spiritual life Krishna spoke about in the 10th chapter, isn't it? The 10th chapter, if you remember, that is very important chapter, the 10th chapter where Krishna talked about the what one should do for self-realization. He spoke about that after talking about the 24 spiritual masters. In the 10th chapter, Krishna began about the spiritual life. He really seriously started speaking about spiritual life. And then Krishna wanted to tell us that how the soul has got entangled in this world. Upadhi dosham. Upadhi bandham it is called. The bondage due to upadhi. Upadhi means the body, mind, senses, intelligence, all that. They are called upadhi. How the soul got trapped in the upadhi, that is what was explained in that 10th chapter. And in the 11th chapter, Krishna spoke about to tell us that even though all those things Krishna has spoken in the 10th chapter, practically Krishna says there is no such thing called bondage or liberation. Krishna established that in the 11th chapter. Bandho Mukta Indi Vyakyam Gunasyam. The bondage and liberation is experienced only due to the presence of Maya. Presence of Maya. So, practically you can see Krishna has given a lot of importance to Maya, both in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can't ignore Maya and say that I have nothing to do with Maya, I'm outside. Nobody is outside Maya. Everyone is inside her control completely. So Krishna is saying there, on an absolute platform, if you look at it, bandham and mukti, bondage and liberation, doesn't exist. From the spiritual platform, they don't exist. As well as if you are if you are situated on the platform of the soul, you are free from Maya. But gunasya maya mulatval, why do we say we have bondage? We say we condition soul. Isn't, what is this conditioning? Conditioning is due to Maya. Maya is the source which is conditioning us, isn't it? Gunasya maya mulatval, because of gunam, three modes of material nature, which is Maya, therefore we are experiencing the bondage and we are experiencing the liberation also. But the moment we free ourselves from Maya's control, name moksho na bandhanam, there is no bondage, there is no liberation either. That is the reality. Reality is like that. But now we are saying, what do we say if somebody asks you, Prabhu, I got this material body, I'm waiting for my spiritual body to come. All these things we say like that, isn't it? Devotees will say like that. I don't know when will I get my spiritual body. I'm waiting for that spiritual body to come. All that understanding. But you can see from Krishna's point, Krishna is saying there that this material, spiritual and all that is only due to avidya. Avidya means ignorance. It's ignorance. That is what the cause behind it. And that ignorance is nothing but Maya. Nothing but Maya. Maya makes us think like this, that I am bound, I am free. All this understanding is Maya's ways of controlling us. Maya's ways of controlling us. So that is what was spoken in the 11th chapter. And in the 12th chapter, Krishna's talk spoke about that in order to develop this, Krishna says one should first cultivate bhakti. And in order to cultivate bhakti, importance of the association, sajjana samsargam, or satsangam. Krishna spoke about that in the 12th chapter. And then, immediately after that, Krishna talked about pure spiritual knowledge. How the connection between the mind and the sense objects. In order to break that, what is to be done? And he appeared in the form of Hamsam, that's one incarnation, and spoke what is important known as Hamsagita in the 13th chapter. And in order to come to that state, Krishna says, first one has to advance in the path of bhakti, bhakti process. That was discussed in the 14th chapter. And to support that, Krishna says, dhyanam will help for that, dhyana yoga. That is the, so these 10 to 14 are important chapters. The main, whatever Krishna wants to say to Uddhava is finished there. In that 14th chapter, it is over. After that, whatever that has spoken, 15, 16, 17, 18, all of these chapters, is only to expand whatever he has spoken before, in the earlier chapters. That's why 15 was all about yoga siddhi. When you practice dhyanam, from there yoga siddhi will come. And what that is, in other words, a supplementary thing to the dhyanam. The yogam is a supplementary thing, yoga siddhi. So those aishwarya siddhis or mystic powers are a supplementary to from yoga. So Krishna expanded on that to tell us that yoga siddhi are not one should be looking for. They are not important. And on the other hand, Krishna also mentions there, what did he say? that yoga siddhi can become a problem later. If suddenly one gets attracted by that, he will go behind them and go away from the spiritual life. Krishna wants us to focus on self-realization, not on all the other things. Other things have, they are not important. They are not so important. But because they will come on the way, Krishna has warned us, saying that Kalakshapana Hedava, all those yoga siddhis are only worth for maintaining this body in this world. Maintaining this body in this world. Because yoga siddhi, if one goes after that, what will happen is that he will get attracted to them and then he will forget the goal for which he has come to spiritual life. He has come to spiritual life. That shouldn't happen. That is why Krishna mentions there that the yoga siddhi is not our goal. So Krishna says, keep away from them. Keep away from them. Although Krishna says, all these yoga siddhis are coming from me. All siddhis are coming from me. So, these yoga siddhis, what Krishna spoke in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it has come as a problem for great devotees, some of them. In the experience of the devotees, because devotees also get the same mystic powers sometime, when they get these mystic powers. And therefore the devotees pray to Krishna not to give these powers to them. Ittham dvadhyana yoge sadhi punaran anima adyashta samsiddhayastaha durashruti adayobi ahamahamigaya sambadeyan murare. When dhyana yogam is performed from dhyanam, dhyana yoge sadhi punar, that from the result of that, ani mahima adyashta samsiddhayastaha, all kinds of different mystic powers starts coming forward. And durashrutyadayobi means that all kinds of mystic powers able to hear from long distance. That kind, durashravana siddhi. Something happening far away, sitting here, you can listen that. And all other Aishwarya Siddhis of a similar nature. Dura Shrutyadayobi, then Ahamahamigaya Sambadeyan Murare. One of them, they are coming one after the other and stop me from coming back to you, to Krishna. Coming back to Krishna, they stop. In the Bhagavatam, there is a famous example for that. When Hrishabhadev took sannyas and he left home, and he was like a avadhuta. Avadhuta means that not caring for the body anymore. Completely gave up. No bodily identity. Totally situated in the platform of the soul. Didn't even know that the body existed in that state. He was wandering around. So Rishabhadev started his journey and he had no clothes on in the body. Completely in the state of the avadhuta state. So while he was walking, people were spitting at him, saying because he was walking naked. Children threw stones at him. Eventually, he saw that the society was getting disturbed seeing him. They were getting disturbed, so decided to leave the body somewhere. It was then that he saw the forest fire and decided to enter into the forest fire. Rishabhadev decided to enter into the forest fire. So while he was going to enter into the forest fire, all these Aishwarya Siddhis came to see him. They all come to see him. Anima, Mahima, Legima, Gerima, all of them. Rishabhadev knew who they were. Rishabhadev asked them in a very grave mood, "Who are you?" he said. So one of them said, "I am Anima." Another one said, "I am Gerima." Another one said, "I am Mahima." Fourth one said, "I am Legima." Like that, ma, all of them were saying like this to him, their names. Rishabhadev asked him, "What do you want?" He said, "We have come to give you some of the Aishwarya Siddhis to you," he said. Rishabhadev says to him, "If you stay here another moment, I'll burn you into ashes to get lost from there." He says to them like that. And so they all ran away from there. They didn't stay. But while leaving, they left some things there. Why? How did that happen? When Rishabhadev entered into the fire, forest fire, he died in the fire, he gave up his body. Along with him, so many other living entities, snakes and so many other wild animals who were present there, they also gave up their body along with him. They also got liberated. But as soon as his body got burned, there was such a nice smell permeating everywhere. Due to these Aishwarya Siddhis who had come and left that smell there for him. When his body was burned, from there a smell came all over. Bhagavatam says like that. So the devotees don't want them. Devotees are not welcoming this Aishwarya Siddhi. After living in this world, after recognizing the miseries of this material world, if we get attracted by these Aishwarya Siddhis, is that not a fall down? Only a person who has cultivated proper spiritual knowledge will see that. Otherwise, very easily he can get attracted by Aishwarya Siddhi. In some way, he will get attracted to it and he'll go in that direction. That is why Krishna is warning there, don't get trapped into it. So devotees pray like this, Durashrutyadayobi ahamahamigaya sambadeyan murareim tulsambraptau vilambavaham akhilamidam nadriye kamayeham. All those things are only a problem. Why? Tulsambraptau vilambavaham. Devotee wants to go back to Krishna as quickly as possible. He doesn't want to stay here in this world, experiencing this mystic power or that mystic power. That is not his goal. So a first-class devotee, he knows the goal very well, that he wants to go back to Krishna. Tul sambraptau vilamba avaham akhilam idam nadriye kamayeham tvamevananda purnam pavanapuravade pahimam sarvatapal tvamevananda purnam. Only Krishna is happiness. Everything else is ultimately bring distress to life. Ultimately bring distress to life. To emphasize that point, Krishna spoke about yoga siddhi and warned us also not to get trapped in that. Not to get trapped in the yoga siddhi. Not to develop that desire. Because as I mentioned also before, quite often we'll come to spiritual life with some understanding of the soul. We'll engage in spiritual life. After a while, you won't get attracted by the nothing is happening in life. Then you start thinking, let me take some yoga process. And by chance, if it happens, you may develop some Aishwarya Siddhi from there. And when that happens, Krishna says, you are trapped in that. You are trapped there. It will only delay. Tulsambraptau vilambavaham. Delay for what? Of getting back to Krishna. It will delay. One day it may happen later. But why delay? That's the question. Tulsambraptau vilambavaham akhilam idam nadriye kamayeham. Because that desire has come inside to have that Aishwarya Siddhi. That has become a factor of delay later. Delaying factor in going back to Krishna. So, devotee has to be so careful. Material attraction is already there, enough. Added to that, these kind of attractions like Aishwarya Siddhi, opulences and so on and so forth. So many things on the way. Then, when a devotee goes back to Krishna, the demigods don't like it. They also come on the way with so many other allurements, inviting them to their planet. Indra says to the devotee, come to their planet, there is plenty of happiness there in different ways. Devotee gets attracted there also. So all these things Krishna is pointing out to us. If you have taken Krishna consciousness seriously, these can be all hindrances. All can come on your way to stop your progress. To stop the progress. We already have these three modes of material nature here to work with, to survive, tolerate with. Added to that, this Aishwarya Siddhis comes. Invitation from the great demigods, all that. So you can see the process is so subtle, but at the same time, our effort is so feeble. Tulsambraptau vilambavaham akhilam idam nadriye kamayeham. Then when they come, what will happen is, that different kinds of desires also will come with that. When Aishwarya Siddhis comes, what happens? We also want to develop that Aishwarya Siddhi, and then you can see that various opulences you can achieve in this world through the power of that mystic powers, isn't it? So practically it is a big distraction from the path, what you have already decided. That's why when proper maturity hasn't happened in spiritual life, very easily we will get pulled in all directions.
why Aishwarya Siddhi, even little money in this world is enough to take us away from spiritual life. Why all this big Aishwarya Siddhi? Even if you win a lottery for £1 million, tomorrow you won't see the devotee there anymore. They'll be gone. That's finished. This is our commitment to spiritual life. That is basically because this is how we are. That is our nature is like that. We value certain things which are not valuable in spiritual life. Isn't it? So this is how our position is. That's why it says here. So devotee has to pray to Krishna not to fall in that way, get attracted by things, that even if the little success in material life is sufficient to go away from spiritual life. Isn't it? Ittam tadhyana yogi sati punaranimadhyastas ashta samsiddhayastaha dura shrutya adayobi ahamahamigaya sambadeyan murare. And when they come, how do they come? They'll come, I will be in the front to serve you, I'll serve you, I'll serve you. These Aishwarya Siddhis will come like that. Ahamahamigaya sambadeyan murare dura shrutya adayobi ahamahamigaya sambadeyan murare tul samprapto vilambavahamakhilamidam. What will they do? All that they will do is they will delay my coming back to you, back to Krishna. They will only delay my coming back to Krishna. That is the result, nothing else. Tul samprapto vilambavahamakhilamidam nadriye kamayeham twamevananda purnam. But real happiness is Krishna. Not all these opulences and Aishwarya Siddhis and all that. That is not happiness. That Aishwarya Siddhis are there, they'll come and go. But Krishna is the real perfect happiness. Spiritual life is centered around Krishna, not about the Aishwarya Siddhis. That is why Krishna is saying all these things. So the whole of that 15th chapter, even if you don't read it, don't study it, doesn't matter. But as long as you keep in mind that those Aishwarya Siddhis don't become a problem in spiritual life. Then, after saying that, Vibhuti Yogam, Krishna spoke the 16th chapter. Vibhuti Yogam was spoken primarily for one reason, that those who are unable to get absorbed in spiritual life seriously, whose mind is continuously distracted by the world, who have never thought about the soul, who never thought about self-realization, or development of the soul, understanding of this process, who has no spend their time or thoughts in that direction, and who has no attraction for them, for their benefit, Krishna spoke that the chapter 16th Vibhuti Yogam. So that at least to begin with, start recognizing, because their attraction is towards the world outside, at least start recognizing Krishna is present in this world in all these different places, in different forms. Yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjidam evava tatta devava gachatvam mama tejomsha sambhavam. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, wherever you see any vibhuti, vibhuti means anything extraordinary, any power, any beauty, any intelligence, anything, what you see anywhere in this world in an unusual or an extraordinary level, if you see, please recognize that as me, Krishna says. And start from there, at least to begin from somewhere. Yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam, that is me. Srimad urjidam evava, wherever you find it to an extraordinary level, anywhere in this world, anything, tatad evava gachatvam, that is coming from me. Mama tejomsha sambhavam, that is my tejas. My tejas. Just like whether in the sports, whether in music, whether in business, whether in politics, anything, anywhere, wherever you find something which is extraordinary, someone whom you see, anyone with great capabilities, imagine that it is not his. It is Krishna's manifesting in them at that particular point in time. That's all it is. That's all it is. They may say that it's they've done this, they've done that and all that, but that has nothing to do with them. It is Krishna's manifestation there at that particular point in time. That's all it is. That's what it means. Srimad Urjita Tata Devava Gachatum Mama Tejam Sasambhavam. That's right. So to begin that, those who have not taken, Krishna does not want to get stuck there. Krishna likes us to get absorbed in the spiritual life, seriously about self-realization. That is what is expected from us. So that is why that 16th chapter was spoken. After this, now the next two chapters,
is about Varnashrama Dharmam. Why Varnashrama Dharmam here? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 7th canto, Varnashrama Dharmam was already discussed. 4 chapters were discussed Varnashrama Dharmam in the 7th canto. After Prahlad Maharaj's devotion, when Yudhishthira Maharaj heard that from Sri Narada Maharshi in the Rajasuyam sacrifice, Yudhishthira Maharaj was so impressed by Prahlada's realization while within the womb, before he came out, Yudhishthira started asking this question that how can anyone become a devotee like Prahlada? What is the way to become a Prahlada? To become a Prahlada's bhakti. Prahlada's Bhagavadam, right in the middle is Prahlada, isn't it? In the 7th canto. You can see he is an extraordinary personality, Prahlada, isn't it? Everybody knows, who knows Prahlada's story. So this personality, Prahlada, Yudhishthira Maharaj got attracted to Prahlada so much. He asked this question to Narada Maharshi, how can one develop bhakti like Prahlada? In answer to that, Narada Maharshi says there that the process is Varnashrama Dharma. Varnam, 4 Varnam and 4 Ashrama Dharma. And very nicely, Narada Maharshi presented Varnashrama Dharma in 4 chapters there. In 3 chapters he spoke about Varnashrama Dharma there. If you read that, you will see a lot of things about Varnashrama Dharma. It was spoken there in that canto, the 7th canto, Saptamaskandam. Saptamaskandam, there is only 2 topics, Prahlada and Varnashrama Dharma. Only 2 topics in the Saptamaskandam, in the 7th canto. So, the practically, you can see there, why this was spoken? Only for this reason, Yudhishthira asked this question. Therefore, it was spoken. Otherwise, nothing to do with Prahlada and the Varnashrama Dharma. Has no connection otherwise. Except that Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to know that. Therefore, it was spoken. Now, after saying all that, Sudeva Goswami again now says, Krishna spoke about Varnashrama Dharma to Uddhava here. In this canto, he is talking about Uddhava. So, why did he speak about this here? That the reason is, he says, that initially he says, Varnashrama Dharma is not the goal, first thing. When Krishna is talking to Uddhava here, and when Narada Maharshi spoke to Yudhishthira there, is in 2 different circumstances. Here, at this stage in life in Uddhava, Varnashrama Dharma has no significance. No significance at all. Practically, Krishna has told Uddhava what he has to do. Isn't it? The knowledge was given. Told him, take this inside, go and reflect on this in Badrinath and come back to me. This was the message. Very clear message from Krishna to Uddhava. So there is no point in talking about Varnashrama Dharma now. But why did he say this? Reason is that Varnashrama Dharma can help to develop bhakti, but that itself is not the goal. This is the point here. Here, that is the reason why it's spoken here. That itself is not the goal. But there, in a different circumstances, Narada Maharshi spoke about Varnashrama Dharma when Yudhishthira Maharaj asked about Prahlada's bhakti, devotion, how to develop that. So, in a different way, Krishna is saying about this Varnashrama Dharma here to make us understand that Varnashrama Dharma can take you up to a particular point in life. After that, self-realization takes over. But if it is Varnashrama Dharma can help to develop that. There is no doubt about that. Dharmam Varnashramanam Shruti Padavihidam Tvalparatvena Bhaktya Kurvando Andarviragehi. Dharmam Varnashramanam Shruti Padavihidam. It is in the Vedas. Vedas talks about Varnashrama Dharma. What is advantage? Stulparatvena Bhaktya Kurvando. If Varnashrama Dharma is present in the society, that society will produce first-class devotees. That is the, and first-class jnanis. Self-realized souls will come out from that. That you can see. even today. There is no Varnashrama Dharmam, there is no realized personality as much also, all in the same class. Our job is to make everything equal, isn't it? We keep on making equal, equal, equal. The result is that the standard keeps coming down, down, down. That's the result. We know that, isn't it? Everywhere it's the same thing. As soon as you give up all the, as soon as you break away from the Varnashrama Dharma system, the result will be like this. And then everybody is fighting each other in the name of spiritual life. We are saying so many things. But Krishna is saying here, Dharmam Varnashramanam Shruti Pada Vihidam. It is in the Shruti. Shruti is saying this. Vedas are saying to us that Varnashramam is necessary. Varnashramam is necessary. When Varnashrama Dharmam existed, it created amazing personalities in spiritual life. So many self-realized souls came from Varnashrama Dharmam. So this classification was not, unfortunately what happened was, this over a period of time with the advancement of Kali also, people misunderstood that it is the Brahmanas and higher classes exploiting the lower classes. It is a very unfortunate spin that was put on that. It was a spin put on that by some people, and the result of that was that everybody started criticizing the Brahminical culture and the Vedic culture, and we have killed ourselves in that process. So, Dharmam Varnashramanam Shudhipada Vihidam, it is Krishna who has introduced this. So, the goal behind that was Tvalparatvena Bhaktya Kurvando. If it stays in the society, naturally Varnashrama Dharmam will create spiritual knowledge in a person's heart. That is the purpose behind it, to create that spiritual motivation in a person. When it is not there, what happens? Everything, the work, ethic will take over. At least the top class, if they are not after running after work, others will also feel a little inspired by that, isn't it? So that intellectual class, who are advanced in civilization, advanced in culture, that is the Brahminical culture. Advanced in civilization, advanced in culture, advanced in knowledge, all that. So that element is missing in the society. So with the result of that is that bhakti also doesn't exist. And whatever bhakti we have created is also all false bhakti also, in the false way. So, dharmam varnashramanam shudhipada vihidam tulparetena bhaktya kurvando. If that varnashrama dharmam is followed with bhakti, what will happen? Vairagyam will come. Renunciation will come into the people's mind. Now, because varnashrama dharmam is not there, even if you are practicing bhakti, vairagyam is not coming. You can also see that. On the other hand, when we are practicing bhakti, the desires are increasing to accumulate, increase our needs, increase our wealth. It's going the opposite way. Bhakti is supposed to create vairagyam inside us. What do you see in the modern world? The most advanced spiritualists are after the most of the wealth they want first. This is the unfortunate thing, because varnashrama dharmam, the very definition itself is dharmam varnashramanam shruti pada vihidam. If it is coming from Shruti, Vedam, and if it is executed properly, bhaktiya, kurvando, it will create andar viragam, vairagyam will come to that person. This is the after effect, byproduct of Varnashrama Dharmam, is vairagyam. That is why among the Varnashrama Dharmam, in the four varnam, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya and Shudra, the Brahmanas are the most austere people, and they have the highest vairagyam also, compared to everybody else. Isn't it? They have the highest vairagyam in them. Traditionally it is like that. But that vairagyam, how did they get that? Because they followed strictly that rules of the Varnashrama Dharmam. Rules of Varnashrama Dharmam. Many of them lived so poor life they had. In so much austerity they performed in their life. It was a great happiness to see that life, that people lived like that, in that state. Their purity, their honesty, and their that quality, what you saw in them, which you don't see anymore. So they remained as a good example to others. That is why Krishna is saying like that. Kurvando andar viragehi. Vairagyam will come to them, and that is the symptom of their spiritual strength. Symptom of their spiritual strength. Many, many great, great personalities, they were extremely poor. Extremely poor. They didn't even know where the next meal is going to come from. That's the kind of life they led. And they were on the top of the society. They were on the top of the society. So it is from there Varnashram Dharma was spoken. And Sandejando Labhande, that Varnashram Dharma, when it is practiced, Krishna is saying like that, Dharmam Varnashramanam. Shudhivada vihidam tulparyatvena bhaktya kurvando andar viragaihi. That vairagyam will develop in a person in a natural way. That is why Krishna mentions that in that particular place. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, in this Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna is saying here that the for that Varnashrama Dharmam, how it could help in developing bhakti. That is what is going to talk about from now on. And initially, he wanted also to tell us that whether Varnashrama Dharmam exists or not, doesn't matter. One should continue in spiritual life. That's also Krishna mentions there. If Varnashrama Dharmam is there, it's good. It helps. But that does not mean that because Varnashrama Dharmam is not there, we should give up spiritual life. You should still come, because Varnashrama Dharmam also has a limit. It can only take you up to a particular place in spiritual life. After that, our effort is necessary in the sense that the intense desire for escaping from this material world is important in spiritual life. It's important in spiritual life. So, beginning that, Uddhava Vacha. Yastvaya abhidha purvam dharmastvad bhakti lakshanaha varnashram acharyavadam sarvesham dvipadamabhi. Yadhanushtiyamanena toyi bhaktirnranam bhaved swadharmane aravindaksha tad samakhyadu marhasi. Yastvaya varnashramavadam sarvesham dvipadamai toyi bhakti lakshano yo dharmaha purvam toya abhidaha yena anushtiyamanena tena swadharmena nranam toyi bhaktihi bhaved. He aravindaksha tad samakhyadu marhasi. Krishna says, Uddhava is saying to Krishna, so for Brahmana and for Brahmachari, beginning like that. For the Brahmanas and the Brahmacharis and all the other ashramam, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and also Grastha, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, all of them, in order that for them to develop bhakti in their heart, you have spoken, Uddhava says, you have spoken in the past about Varnashrama Dharmam. Dharmam you have spoken. Can you talk to me about that bhakti? That process, Varnashrama Dharmam, others could understand the subtle aspects of that, of the Varnashrama Dharmam. Please qualify, explain that to me, Uddhava says. Yastvaya abhidha purvam dharmastvad bhakti lakshanaha varnashrama acharyavadam sarvesham dvipadamabhi yadhanushtiyamanena toyi bhaktirnranam bhaved. So dharmane aravindaksha tal samakhyadu marhasi. So now the question will come that this knowledge of Varnashrama Dharmam always exists in the society. What is the necessity to explain it again? This question will come. So Krishna says here, that Uddhava says here, Puryagila Mahabaho Dharmam Paramegam Prabho Yatena Hamsarubena Brahmane Bhyarthamadhava Sa Idanim Sumahada Kalena Amitra Garshana Na Prayo Bhavida Martiloge Prag Anushasidaham. He Mahabaho Prabho Madhava, he says, Amitra Karshanatvam Hamsarubena Yam Paramakamam Paramena Abhyanta Prag Anushasida Sa Dharmaha Sumahada Kalena Martiloge Prayaha Na Bhavida. Addressing Krishna, Uddhava is saying that you have spoken about this transcendental knowledge before. When was that? In the 13th chapter. When he appeared as Hamsam. There he spoke without any adulteration, pure transcendental knowledge. In the 13th chapter, Krishna has spoken to whom? In Hamsa form, to the four Kumaras, isn't it? So there you have spoken that, and to Brahma. Brahma and the Kumaras. But I am sure Uddhava is saying that in course of time, that knowledge won't stay in this world.
Uddhava was so sure about that. It won't stay in this world.
Because that is the cream, that knowledge, what Krishna has spoken there. And you can practically see when we read that today, how much we far away are from that truth. Knowledge will only stay in this world if there are realized souls who have followed that and sustained that in this world. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. So knowing very well that Uddhava is asking this question, saying to Krishna, that because it's going to disappear very soon, that knowledge, tell me how that will stay in this world. And for that, Uddhava felt that Varnashrama Dharmam can help. That is why Uddhava is asking this question. Otherwise, Uddhava doesn't need to know Varnashrama Dharmam at this stage in life when he's ready to leave the world. Krishna is leaving, Uddhava is also leaving. Why does he want to know about Varnashrama Dharmam? The reason is this, that what he got from that knowledge, what Krishna spoke to the to Kumaras and Brahma, that knowledge won't stay in this world unless there is someone who is endeavoring very hard in that direction, isn't it? There must be somebody who is working hard towards that knowledge for realizing that truth. And that culture will only stay in this world if there is a group of people who are following that, is it not? Otherwise, how will it happen? If everybody is going to work in the factory, will they be concerned about self-realization? Where, who will be interested in self-realization? That's our today world, isn't it? Everybody has to work. So there's no time for any other thoughts in life. So that is why Uddhava is saying this. Uddhava knew very well that with the advancement in time, that knowledge will go. Very easily it can go. Just like spiritual realization also, you can see how quickly it goes from everywhere, in all circumstances, and something else comes in the name of spiritual life and goes on in some other form. People lose it very easily. They lose it. So that is why, because if it is required to stay in the society, you need group of people who live according to that and maintain or keep that principle in their life and continue their life, so that at least some of them will hold that knowledge and realization in this world, what Krishna has spoken to Kumaras and Brahma. So that is why Uddhava is saying there, can Brahma, Varnashrama Dharmam can help for that. So because of that, please tell me about Varnashrama Dharmam, he says here. That is how Uddhava's requirement. In the seventh canto, Dharmaputra Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to know how Prahlada got such a devotion like that. And there Narada Maharshi spoke about the Varnashrama Dharmam in another circumstances, completely different circumstances. Here, because when Prahlada spoke to Yudhishthira, Narada Maharshi spoke to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira's problem was this, that in the Yudhishthira got attracted to Prahlada because he was thinking that Hiranyakashipu is such a big demon. So if you look at the family, the history background is not very good. And seeing that, and then appears this great devotee, Mahabhagavatam, who is Prahlada, comes there. So if he had a son like Prahlada, and the only son they had was this Parikshit. And when Parikshit was born, knowingly very well, the astrologers who looked into Parikshit's chart told Yudhishthira that he will be in bhakti, he will be as good as Prahlada, he said. They told him that he will be like Prahlada. And from then on, it is in Yudhishthira's head that this from the day it was spoken by Narada Maharshi to Yudhishthira, from that day onwards, it is in his head that will Parikshit be like Prahlada. So that is why when Krishna left this world, and Yudhishthira also decided to pack up and go to the Himalayas, what is known as Mahaprasthanam, wanted to leave this world along with the Kundi Devi, Draupadi, Dhritarashtra, Vidura, and all the Pandavas. They all went back to the heavenly planet through Himalayas, Mahaprasthanam they call it. So Swargarohanam, in other words, when they were leaving this world, Yudhishthira never felt unhappiness while leaving. Duguvila Valayadigam, Bhagavatam says, that all his royal attire, He just removed it and threw it away and took Parikshit, cut hold of his hand and brought him and kept him on the throne and told him, sitting in that chair, rule this planet exactly like the way with Krishna has instructed us, saying that. And remember Krishna and continue the administration, saying that he walked out. What gave Yudhishthira Maharaj that confidence? Although Parikshit was young, he was only 16 years old. Parikshit was not very old, he was only 16 years when he took up the throne. But Yudhishthira was so confident that this personality Parikshit is as good as Prahlada in bhakti. He had that bhakti, such a devotion to attachment to Krishna. So that was a guarantee what he had. So he decided to go, he leave this world and go. Yudhishthira Maharaj left like that. So there Prahlada's devotion has affected Yudhishthira so much. And therefore Narada Maharshi spoke Varnashrama Dharmam there. Here in Ekadasha Skandam, Uddhava realized in a different way. Uddhava is saying, such a high knowledge of self-realization, what Krishna has given to the four Kumaras and Brahma, if it gets lost in the world, how unfortunate that will be. Seeing that misfortune, he realized that if there is, at least that culture doesn't survive in this world, what is the way to sustain that culture? Only through Varnashrama Dharma. If there is Varnashrama Dharma, at least among them, there will be some people who will look for self-realization and will follow that process of self-realization. So therefore, he asked in that context, he is asking about Varnashrama Dharma. In two different contexts, he is asking. So, Vakta karta vidananyo dharmasya chudate bhuvi sabhayam api vairinjyam yatra murti dharaha kalaha. Vakta karta vidananyo dharmasya chudate bhuvi sabhayam api vairinjyam yatra murti dharaha kalaha. Hey Achyuta, yatra murti dharaha kalaha, tasyam vairinjyam sabhayam abhi dharmasya vakta karta avidate na anyaha na asti. So, as a preface to that, Krishna is, Uddhava is saying to Krishna, Achyuta, even in Brahma's planet, that means in Satyarogam also, in Brahma's assembly also, one who can speak very authoritatively about spiritual life, authoritatively about spiritual life, and who can explain it to others is only you. Is only you, nobody else. Even to Brahma. Because that is what it is showing there, isn't it? When Brahma got into confusion, when Kumaras asked a question, Brahma was in trouble. Brahma couldn't answer. The 13th chapter. When Kumaras asked a question, Brahma could not answer. So there also Krishna had to go to explain that. The science of the soul, isn't it? Krishna had to explain. So that is what Uddhava is referring here. That incident. He is saying here that even in Brahma's planet you had to go to explain about the science of the soul. Self-realization, in other words. Vakta karta vidananyo dharmasya achyudade bhuvi sabhayam abhi vairinjyam yatra murti dharaha kalaha. That murti, everything, one who can instruct about spiritual life, dharmam, and one not only instruct, the one from whom this knowledge has come. That's also Krishna, the originator, from whom everything is the origin is also Krishna. The knowledge of the soul is from Krishna. And one who protects that knowledge in this world is also Krishna. This is very important. You know why? We are thinking, because of our preaching, Krishna consciousness will stay in this world. Let's get out of that illusion from our head. Who protects and maintains it? Krishna protects and Krishna maintains it. If we are thinking that, if I don't make everybody as a devotee, what will happen to the world? Nothing to worry about it. That responsibility is somebody else's. That is the beauty. We can't. If we protect something, it will all happen sometimes in the wrong way as well. It can go in the wrong way. So that is why it says, yatra murti dharaha kalaha. Krishna is the person from whom this knowledge comes and who can present it to the world in the proper way, and who alone is capable of keeping it going in this world. Nobody else can. That is why this principle of preaching Krishna consciousness is very much in Krishna's hands. It is Krishna who makes that decision whether one should receive this spiritual understanding or not. It is Krishna's mercy. There is nothing more to it than that. So that is why it says here that the even in Brahma's planet, Krishna had to go. What to talk about earthly planet? In Brahma's planet, when problems came about spiritual life, Krishna had to go and present the truth there. He has to speak the truth there, isn't it? And when Krishna spoke, Kumaras got sorted. Kumaras got understood the message and they got satisfied. Brahma got satisfied. Similarly, even in this place also, even in the earthly planet, it is Krishna's responsibility that always there will be, as long as Krishna desires the dharma to stay, the knowledge to stay in this world, there will be people in that path, following that process. That is the only way this knowledge will stay. Not by our effort, it is not going to stay. Our effort, it may go in so many different directions, it's there difficult to say how it will all come out. But important thing is that as long as there are people who are looking for self-realization, there has to be people who are on the platform of self-realization also in this world. That is the system. That's the way it works. So, vakta karta vidana anyo dharmasya chudade bhuvi sabhayam abhi vairinjyam yatra murtidhara kalaham kartra vitra pravaktraja bhavada madhusudana tekte mahidale deva vinashtam ka pravakshadi kartya vitra pravaktraja bhavada madhusudana tekte mahidale deva vinashtam ka pravakshadi. He Madhusudana, he Kartradi Rubena Bhavada Mahitale Tekte Vinashtam Kaha Pravakshadi. So, again, Uddhava is stressing that point. He Madhusudana, addressing Krishna, then because you are the person from whom this spiritual knowledge has come, you are the creator of that, the spiritual realization, and you are the protector of the spiritual knowledge in this world, and you are the person who instructs everyone in spiritual life. It is Krishna, isn't it? Krishna Mande Jagadguru. Why Krishna is supreme spiritual master? This knowledge of spiritual knowledge in this world is sustained by Krishna. All the acharyas will confirm that. All the acharyas confirms that. That Krishna is the supreme spiritual master, isn't it? So, through Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything, it is clear that it is through Krishna's instruction spiritual knowledge sustains in this world. So when it is like that, if you wind up your pastimes in this world and if you leave this earthly planet and you go away, then who will instruct the population in this world about dharmam? That is the question. Who will instruct the population about dharmam? That is what Uddhava is asking. Nobody will be able to do that. You can see that bondage between Krishna and Uddhava. Imagine that Uddhava's heart, that such an absolute faith in Krishna's words, a perfection of a disciple's faith in the spiritual master, and that whatever Krishna has spoken, how it has affected Uddhava in the life. You can see all that in these words of Uddhava. Uddhava had such an amazing attachment for Krishna and such a surrendered soul that continuously the spiritual knowledge is flowing from Krishna to Uddhava. Just like we saw before when we talked about bhakti, isn't it? At one point, everything broke open like a floodgate. It broke open and Krishna's love started flowing very freely towards Uddhava, isn't it? Earlier, you know, in the 14th chapter, so we spoke about that. That Krishna mentions there, isn't it? That the that was in the 14th chapter. That na tadhame priyadama almayoni. That is verse 15. Where in the 14th chapter? Nathadame priyadama alpayo nirna shangara naja sangarshanam nashri naiva alpa jayadha bhavan. You could see there Uddhava's situation. Krishna is saying, Lord Shiva is not dear to me. Balram is not dear to me. Natharame Priyadama. Brahma is not dear to me. And Lakshmi Devi is not dear to me. Naja Sangarshanam Nashri, as much as you are dear to me. Isn't it? So this is that relationship between Krishna and Uddhava. Krishna and Uddhava. That is exactly what is coming back again here. You can see, if you are not there, it's not going to happen. That is that surrender and the faith in the spiritual master. The faith in the spiritual master. Here it's a spiritual master-disciple relationship. You can see, who else will tell me? That is what Uddhava is asking. Who else will tell us if you have gone? In other words, except you, there is nobody else to tell me that.
Karta vitra pravaktra cha bhavata madhusudana tekte mahidale deva vinashtakam pravakshadim swatvam nadha sarva dharmajnya dharmastval bhakti lakshanaha yadha yasya vidhi yada tatha varnayame prabho satvam nadha sarva dharmajnya dharmastval bhakti lakshanaha yadha yasya vidhi yada tatha varnayame prabho. He sarva dharmajnya, one who knows what is dharmam. Dharmam means bhakti, included in that. Bhakti is also a dharmam, isn't it? That dharmanyam, satvam twal bhakti lakshana. Then how sa dharma yasyas yatha vidhi yada tathame varnaya. How one who know all dharmam, like yourself, Krishna, addressing Krishna, he says, one who knows everything, that please instruct us in such a way that how our bhakti towards you will develop. How the bhakti towards you, towards Krishna's lotus feet will develop. This is the question he's asking. Uddhava is asking. How will I develop bhakti? And what is that thing? What is that thing one should do in life to develop that bhakti towards Krishna? This is Uddhava's direct question. So, what should we do to develop bhakti? That is the question. In answer to that, Krishna is talking Varnashrama Dharma. Krishna is talking about Varnashrama Dharma also.
Shri Shukavacham, Itham Sabrutyamukhena, Prishtasa Bhagavan Hari, Pridakshemaya Martyanam, Dharmanahasanatanan. Sa Bhagavan Hari, Itham Sabrutyamukhena, Prishta Pridaha Martyanam, Shemaya Sanatanan, Dharmanaha. Then, when Uddhava asked this question in this way, it pleased Krishna very much. Krishna felt happy about that. That Uddhava recognized Krishna's position as the Supreme Spiritual Master, Jagadguru, and says to him that, please instruct me on that. And Krishna started, Prida Kshemaya Martyanam Dharmam Aha Sanatanan. Krishna started instructing Sanatana Dharma, that eternal dharmam, Sanatana Dharmam, eternal dharmam. Krishna started talking up to Uddhava. Eternal Sanatana Dharma means bhakti. Sanatana Dharma means bhakti.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacham, Dharma yesha tava prashno, Naishrayasagaro nranam, Varnashrama charavadam, Tamuddhava nibodhami. Dharma yesha tava prashno, Naishrayasagaro nranam, Varnashrama charavadam, Tamuddhava nibodhami. Dharma yesha tava prasna varnashrama charavadam nranam naishraya sagara he Uddhava tamme nibhodam.
So Krishna says, this question what you have asked now, it will help those people who are in the varnashrama dharma, who are in the varnashrama dharma, them and others also, to develop bhakti in me. To develop bhakti in me. So Krishna is going to talk about Varnashrama Dharmam from now on. Krishna's answer, if you look, you will see there, Varnashrama Acharyavadam Nranam. It will help those who are following Varnashrama Dharmam, because they will understand how Varnashrama Dharmam is helping them in their spiritual life, how it helps them in their spiritual life. Naishrayasa Kara Bhavadi. That for their own shreyas, for their own benefit, auspiciousness. And those who are following the, living a life of, based on religious principles, for devotees and others, it will help them. For their benefit, I'll instruct you about the Varnashrama Dharmam. Krishna says like that. So, why Krishna says like that here? to stress this point of varnashramam, Krishna goes back into the beginning. Beginning means varnashram dharmam always existed. It's not a new thing. What happened was, over a period of time, it got degenerated in the way it is now, the most degenerated form. It has come to that. But when varnashram dharma was at its best, everyone was in spiritual life. This today's life, what we think the most advanced civilization as we call it, is not highest from the point of view of Shastram. Because here, in ignorance we live in this world, not knowing what we are, to sustain, maintain this body, we are struggling so hard and work very hard to maintain something which is not worthwhile even maintaining from the point of view of spiritual life. Material bodies only has been forced upon us due to our karma has come to us. So to absorb all the time in life just to maintain this material body is not a great principle. It's not a great principle. Practically speaking, if you look into the different divisions, branches in the Vaidika Shastra, Vaidika philosophy, the lowest in the cadre is Charvagan. Charvagan was a philosopher, Charvaka Maharshi. Charvaka's philosophy, what was that? Charvaka's philosophy was, Charvaka says, there is no such thing called a soul. There is no life after death. Who knows, he says. Who knows there is life after death? Have you been there? Have you seen anything? Have you seen something and telling us? Okay, we can accept that. But you have not seen anything and you are telling us there is a life after death. So why should I waste my time here? But Charvaka had one good thing. What was that? Charvaka says, even if you have to borrow, doesn't matter. Borrow money from anywhere you can get it. Whether from, if you get from one bank, get it. If that bank doesn't, go to another bank, get from there. And, or borrow from all the banks, wherever you can get. And get all the credit cards, whatever you can get. And borrow from everything. And get plenty of ghee, he says. And cook nicely and eat well. This is Charvaka's philosophy. Charvaka says, live well, eat well, and sleep well, and enjoy life. Charvaka's philosophy is like that. And if you don't have money, don't worry. Borrow it, and buy it, and then enjoy it. And if you can give it back, give it back. Otherwise, don't worry about it. What is there? After all, he's also going to go, you're also going to go from here. Why bother? This is Charvaka's philosophy. But there is one good thing about Charvaka. What is that? Charvaka says, at least you should sit and eat properly in life. So at least Charvaka is in that level. Today's civilization, you look at it, we have no time to eat also. Have we got time to eat? A person is coming to the train station holding one toast in the hand because person got up so late and he or she knows that he's going to miss the train, be late in the office. So while boarding the train, she's eating this. He or she is eating this toast in the hand. So who is better? At least Charvaka had time to sit down and have a proper meal. Charvaka enjoyed that, eating well. So definitely Charvaka had more advanced in spiritually than us. Us lot, in other words. We are in this state, unfortunate state, that running everywhere, all the time running. Where are we running? We don't know. Where, what are we running for? We don't know. Just running. Here, there, everywhere. Even spiritual life running doesn't seem to come to a stop. It's running, going here, going there. This radhyatra, this program, that program. Endlessly running like this and not getting anywhere at the end. This is our life today, isn't it? Think about that. You can see yourself if it's true or not. So even Charvaka was in a higher state in spiritually than us. In many ways. He didn't accept this soul, doesn't matter. At least he lived here well, properly, and he lived here and ate well and lived comfortably without any worry like this. So, here, Krishna is saying here that this state has come over a period of time where we are now, where we are now. So, Krishna begins with Kriyayugam, Satyayugam, what was happening at that time to begin with, to explain to us that this Varnashrama Dharmam, when it existed in its pure form, how spiritually people were very powerful, spiritually how they were very inspired to practice spiritual life, and they lived a life of perfection in that way.
Adau kritayuge varno nranam hamsa idi smridaha kritakritya praja jatya tasmat kritayugam vidum. Adau kritayuge varna nranam hamsa idi smridaha kritakritya praja jatya tasmat kritayugam vidum. Adau kritayuge nranam hamsa idi varnaha smridaha.
In the beginning of this kalpam, in the beginning of this kalpam, what happens was, kalpa means the day of Lord Brahma. In the beginning of that, in the Kritayugam, there was only one varnam. There was no four varnam. There was only one varnam. It was called Hamsam. That was the name of the varnam. Hamsa, now Hamsa iti smrita. That was the name of that varnam. This four varnam came later. Originally, there was only one varnam.
Praja tatra jatyaha kritakrityaha tasmat Kritayugam vidu.
And because all those people who are there in the Kritayugam, they were absorbed in self-realization. Imagine a society completely absorbed in self-realization. How advanced that society will be, isn't it? And imagine a society, not one person busy in spiritual life, how degraded that society will be, which we can see. Yeah? So, exactly opposite. When the whole society is directed in spiritual life, to know the truth, to realize the truth, and accordingly material nature is supplying their necessities, everything. They didn't have agriculture even. What to talk about the prime occupation of agriculture even didn't exist. Whenever they wanted food, they had to go and get from the land and take it and eat the food. That's all. That is the way. Therefore, there is also mentions, according to our bodily concept, kept increasing it as time started getting worse. Kritayugam, Traidayugam, Dwaparayugam, Kaliyugam, bodily identity became the 100% into it, into the bodily identity. But in Kritayugam, they were all sure that they are not the body. They had 100% sure in that. And they know the process of self-realization. They took it very, very seriously. And not only that, Krishna says here, kritakrityaha. That kritakrityaha means that they were satisfied with what they had got. Only because of desires, we have created this situation now, isn't it? Because of unlimited desires inside us. And to satisfy the desires, we have to increase the necessities and fulfill those desires. We have to acquire wealth, acquire so many different things. So Krishna says here, kritakrityaha, that is the first quality in a person who is in spiritual life. Satisfied with what one has got in life. Kritakrityaha, tasmat kritayugam vidu. Because they were kritakrityada was there, it was called kritayugam. Kritayugam. Kritakrityada means that total satisfaction inside. Total satisfaction inside. Never hankering, no lamentation, no hankering, no desiring anything. Totally in peace with inside. Peace with inside. The only goal what was there was self-realization. Not to come back here again and escape from this material existence, from this cycle of birth and death. So that knowledge and that practice of that spiritual life in that way was happening in Kritayugam. Satyugam's quality was like that. Satyugam quality was like that. So you can see there that the people who were living in that Kritayugam, they were addressed as Astigata Pranam. Astigata Pranam means they could perform such austerities that you could see their bones outside in the body. You could see their bones outside the body and they were not concerned about the, to such an extent they were free from the bodily identity. They were free from the bodily identity. Naturally you can see in the Kritayugam all these industry what we have today, perfumes and all these kind of things didn't exist. Because only when you are in the bodily concept of life, you need all of that, isn't it? All this kind of, you know, the huge perfume industry and things like that, all associated with the body. So, kṛdayuge varno nṛṇām hamsam iti smṛta kṛtakṛtyāha praja jātya tasmāt kṛdayugam vidu. That all the praja, all the people who are present there, they were kṛtakṛtyada was there in them. In other words, they were totally satisfied with their life. They are totally satisfied with their life. So, because you can see the people who lived at that time, Krishna spoke the Vedic philosophy to Brahma and also to the four Kumaras, received Vedic instructions from Brahma, isn't it? And all others, like the four Kumaras and Sri Narada Maharshi, as well as the Dashaprajapati, so many others who were present there at that time, they were all absorbed in spiritual life in one way or the other. In Kritayugam, they were all busy in spiritual life. They had practically no desire for material sense enjoyment in any way. None of their life you will see. Four Kumaras, they were instructed about spiritual knowledge and they didn't want to engage even in creation process. They rejected Brahma's proposal to start creation. Then it was finding it difficult, Brahma was finding it difficult to increase the creation, to increase the progeny. So he created these Prajapatis. And even those Prajapatis, Mariji, Atri, Angiras, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishtan, Daksha, all of them were in the spiritual path. So all the living entities were present in that time in the Kritayugam, they were in spiritual life. They had never had any material life. They were not any attraction for material existence in this world. And including, you can see that all the living entities, what you see, because in the third canto, if you read in the Bhagavadam, you can see in the first first kalpam of Lord Brahma, how different living entities has come from Brahma. And all those living entities who came from Brahma at that time, they had no material desires. They were all after self-realization. All wanted to know the truth. Kumaras got to know the truth, straight away they wanted to give it up. They didn't want to come back again to continue this. And same thing with Sri Narada Maharshi. Kumaras went in the Jnana Margam, Narada Maharshi went in the Bhakti process. That's all the differences. And then, because in Kritayugam, there was no Vedam also, like the way we have. The Vedas didn't exist in that way. Vedavakyams were not there. Because why Vedam came into existence? Because of the necessity for self-realization. Vedas were spoken in the Tradayagam. It came later. So, because the Vedam, when we say, talk about Vedam, Karmakandam. Karmakandam is, most of the Vedam is Karmakandam, isn't it? So, because the people were so absorbed in the realization, the Karmakandam was not necessary for them. Karmakandam was not necessary for them. And naturally, with the degradation in the consciousness of the people, by Tridayugam, it all started. That is what Krishna says in the next verse. Veda pranavam eva agri dharmoham rusharubadrek upasade tapo nishta hamsam mam mukta kilbishaha. Veda pranavam eva agri dharmoham rusharubadrek upasade tapo nishta hamsam mam mukta kilbishaha. Agre vedaha pranavaha evam asi tada aham rusharubadrek dharmaha chab abhavam. In the beginning, Vedam, the only thing that existed was pranavam, om. That was the only Vedam that existed. And at that time, Krishna says, I was like the bull with the four legs, with all four religious principles, which was discussed in the first canto, isn't it? You know that. The four legs of the bull. Dharmam, shaujam, satyam, daya. The four qualities. Religious principles, cleanliness, truthfulness and mercy. All the four in full. All the four in full in everyone. All the four in full in everyone. That is why it was called Kritayugam. It was called Satyayugam. Because it was like that. Mukta kilbashaha tapo nishtaha hamsam mam upasade. He says here, mukta kilbashaha. All they wanted was liberation. All they wanted was liberation. Mukta kilbishaha. Tabo nishtaha. Always they were fixed on that truth of self-realization. They were fixed in the tapas nishta. The steadiness in their spiritual life. Tabo nishtaha. Hamsam maam upasade. And they were pure in their heart. And they were able to perform dhyanam, meditation. Because there was no chitavritti coming like the way it is now. mind was not there to disturb in that level. So much peace inside. If one is satisfied, peaceful inside, where is the question of any disturbance? All this running around what we are seeing now is because of the disturbances inside. It's the clear manifestation of that disturbances inside. So Kṛtayugam had this great quality. People were totally in peace within themselves. And that's why it said Mukta Gilbishaha. They had that goal of liberation. And Taponishtaha, always fixed in that truth, Taponishtha. Hamsam, realized, Hamsam means here, the jnani, self-realization. Mam Upasade, Krishna says, they served me in that way. They performed meditation upon me. In other words, the process was dhyanam, meditation. They could sit in one place as many years necessary and satisfy and be still absorbed in the spiritual life. That power of meditation was very strong. Kṛteja dhyayate Vishnu, it says in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? In Kṛtayugam, dhyanam or meditation is the process. Kṛteja dhyayate Vishnu. Traitayam yajato makhe. In Traitayugam, sacrifices come. Then, by now, 25% of these qualities have gone, the four qualities. People will started slowly identifying with the body. And that is when the body of the people in Traitayugam was the most powerful body of all the four yugas. The weakest link is the Kali Yuga. The weakest in everything. The body, in the mind, everything is Kali. And the strongest in the mind, the best one in spiritual realization is the Kṛtayugam. In Traitayugam was the strongest in the body. That is why you see the lifespan of those in the Traitayugam was longer, and they had the most beautiful body as well. Most beautiful body as well. So, Veda Pranavam Evagre. Okay. Traitamukhe Mahabhagam Prananme Hridayatrayim. Then, in the beginning, when creation started, first Brahma had to split himself into two, isn't it? Svayambhu Mayu and Shatruva. That's how, that is called Aurasaputra. They are called Aurasaputra. Brahma, from Brahma, he had to split into two, as Shatruva and Svayambhu Mayu, and then creation started. But prior to that, from Brahma's heart, creation happened. Four Kumaras, for example, and Shiva, they were all jnanis by birth. Birth itself, they had knowledge. They didn't have to. So all the Manasaputras were jnani. All the Aurasaputras were not jnanis. Aurasaputras were not jnanis. They followed after. But that qualification started coming down as much as the generation progressed afterwards. Treda Mughe Mahabhaga Pranan Mehdaya Trayi Vidya Pradhrabhu Tasya Ahamasam Truvan Makaha. He Mahabhaga, then Prananme Hridayatrayi. So here you will see, in Traitayugam it says, they Me Hridayatrayi Vidya Pradhurabhut. Only three Vedas came from Krishna at that time. The sages, they received three Vedas in the beginning of Traitayugam. Which one? Rig Vedam, Yajur Vedam and Samavedam. Only the three Vedas came into existence. And because of in the beginning of Traitayugam, Krishna says here, Pranan Nimitta Bhudhan, that this Vidya, this knowledge of the Vedic knowledge, that came about out from my Pranan, Krishna says. From Pranan it has come about. Tasya Sakashad Aham Trivirt Makha Asam. From there, from these three Vedas, Hodava Advhiryu Udgathav. These are the three personalities. Actually, there are four personalities in performing sacrifices. They sit on the four sides of the sacrificial arena in that fire sacrifice. On four sides of that kundam, they sit. They are addressed as Hodava, Advhiryu, Udgathava. There is one more Brahman. Brahman is the one who is in charge of the Atharvana Vedam. That didn't happen in the beginning of Traitayugam. It came much later. That is why Atharvana Vedam came later. Whereas the other three, Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam, they first manifested. And in those three Vedas, these three are the representative. Hotav, Adhuryu and Udghadav. When they chant the Vedic hymns from these Vedas, they are from Rigvedam, Yajurvedam and Samavedam are Hotav, Adhuryu, Udghadav. Three people, they chant those three Vedas. Atharvana Veda is chanted by Brahman, but that has come about much later, not at that stage. So, I think we'll stop there. We'll continue with Bhagavad Gita after a few minutes.